Murray. Ben McFarlane, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us. He's editor of The Local in France. The plot thickens. Le plot thickens. I don't know the French for thickens, but I'm sure my lovely colleague, Mr. John Holmes, does. Yeah. Fluent in French, I'm sure, yes.
Thickens. Thickens.
That's roughly it.
That's roughly.
Thickens, oui, oui.
Les plantes thickens.
Qu'est-ce qu'il fait dans le show?
L'essence est dans l'arbre. So there's meat, that's right.
Excellent.
Chevaux. Not.
Isn't that hair?
Might be. No.
Or horse.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know.
Horse.
My French is terrible.
Anyway, so, and also Catherine Ryan, comedian Catherine Ryan's coming today
she
to talk to us.
She's fabulous.
Isn't she, though?
We love her.
So we've got her in at two.
Excellent.
Amongst other things.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. Thank you very much. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'm going to go off a row with angry women on Twitter. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Listen closely. Relax your mind. Now picture a car. It's Italian. A Trident? Yes, a Maserati. Now picture a number. A price. Too high. Focus. No? Well, the Ghibli Saloon starts at just £475 a month, plus initial rental on personal contract hire with Maserati. I know. Unbelievable, isn't it? Find out more at maserati.co.uk. Personal contract hire. The Maserati Ghibli Diesel. Initial rental of 5,700. 48-month term. 9,000 miles per annum. Subject to status. Valid until 31st of March 17. Maserati contract hire.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red? For kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It's 1 o'clock. It is Monday. It's Talk Radio and Tanya's got the news.
Thank you very much. Coming up, unions cautiously optimistic about Vauxhall deal. Plus Trump to sign new travel ban later. And vets remove hundreds of coins from turtle's stomach.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Unions and ministers both say they're cautiously optimistic about the sale of Vauxhall to the French owner of Peugeot and Citroën. PSA Group says it doesn't need to shut plants and it trusts Vauxhall employees in Luton and Ellesmere Port to continue turning the business around. It signalled UK jobs are safe for now, but no guarantees have been given for the longer term. John Cooper's worked at Ellesmere Port for more than 40 years.
If PSA want to sell cars in the United Kingdom and vans, they're going to have to keep the United Kingdom plants at Vauxhall's Ellesmere Port and Vauxhall's Luton open building vehicles.
A serious fire has broken out at an Asda store in Luton. Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue say they've sent 14 fire engines to the supermarket on Wigmore Road. An aerial platform and a water carrier are being used to tackle the blaze on the roof of the building. Crews are warning people to avoid the area. It's claimed Iraq will be removed from a list of countries in President Donald Trump's latest 90-day travel ban. A new executive order will be signed later on this afternoon, believed to affect six mainly Muslim countries. The first attempt was blocked in the courts. Security services say they've stopped 13 potential terrorist attacks since June 2013. They're launching a new appeal asking people to report suspicious activities. And vets in Thailand have carried out a seven-hour-long operation on a green sea turtle to remove 915 coins from her stomach. The animal, called Omzin, which means piggy bank in Thai, was eating money which had been thrown into her pool for good luck. The cash weighed 5 kilograms, making it hard for the turtle to swim.
Wow.
Yeah, poor turtle. Poor turtle.
Is it all right now?
It sounds like it is,
they sort of turned it upside down and shook it.
Well,
all the, like you do with the piggy bank.
Well, of course, yeah. Exactly. But yeah, that's good news that she's all right now.
Yeah.
She's on the mend.
So, but that's, I mean, who gets the money? Does the turtle get the money? You see, that's what should happen.
It should go to charities, you know, to help other turtles.
A turtle charity.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
All right, thank you. I believe I'm right. Mm. If you're doing it in the same way that Victoria does,
yes. You're
going to have the weather next.
I am going to have the weather next.
It's the weather next with Tanya.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Well, mainly dry across the UK with some sunshine out there, a bit windy at times, and the high today, 10 Celsius.
I like the way you glanced out the window
to
check.
I like to do that.
It's quite good.
A quick look out the window.
The weather here.
The weather here, yeah.
So you're with us all week.
I am. 2 weeks.
2 weeks of
two
Tanya.
2 whole weeks.
Yeah, professionalism at last.
Well,
because you haven't got the words wrong. You haven't stumbled over anything.
It's, well, a little stumble there, a little bit, but.
Well, no one noticed that.
Well,
no, I wasn't going to bring it up. No. Anyway, it's lovely to have you. Thank you very much for having me.
So, Tanya
with us doing the weather and so on. All week and next week and the news. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger claims there's no truth in reports Alexis Sanchez was involved in a training ground bust-up with his teammates.
It's because we like to talk to Ben.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's why we're... We leave the mics on, because then, you know, we can just keep chatting to Ben.
Mike live.
That's it.
If such an incident did take place, Wenger didn't see it.
Completely false, but I understand that you have to fill the newspapers, and we respect that. When you don't win the games, it's not always down to real stories. We have to accept that, you know.
Chelsea can re-establish their 10-point advantage at the top of the Premier League this evening. They're away at London rivals West Ham, one of only four sides who've beaten the league leaders this season, albeit in the EFL Cup. Finally, boxing. Tony Bellew has told TalkSport his shock win over David Haye on Saturday may have been his last fight. Haye's had surgery on the Achilles injury he suffered during the bout, while Bellew broke his hand during proceedings. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There, you see. Powered by TalkSport. We've been trying to get Victoria a news sign-off that's got enough punch.
Yeah.
You know, like that, like powered by TalkSport. So if there's anything you want to throw in.
All right, I'll have a little
thing. You have a little thing.
I'll have a
thing. By all means, do.
Okay.
That's fine. Right then, we've got it's Monday, and I'm led to believe. By what amusingly passes as a production team, that we've got some kind of programme to do. So let's start now.
Talk Radio.
Next up on Sounds Fantastic is this.
Hey, you give to me all of your money, and maybe I give to you a few extra megabytes.
Ooh, that was the merciless Broad Bandit. Fear not and listen up.
Go compare.
That's the sound of the very first place you should be looking for your ideal broadband deal.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down, and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. It is a quarter to a skin wasteland, isn't it, Josh?
No.
Perfect soundtrack to engineering some chemicals. Oh, I hope you're all very well, except Cass. I'm so glad, as I'm scared the next generation are going to be in folk musicianship.
No.
Cass eats a kangaroo's anus.
That's Broad Cass who's eggy.
Shut up, Con. And they were quite inventive films, I thought.
Legendary speech from the Nebraska Education Forum. British manufacturer of cheeks used to remember either animal news, vegetables news, or mineral news.
And that means we'll be talking out of arses. What will that lead to? Well, an evening show on LBC.
That's the latest data that anyone's got.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk radio. When I am about to get on a journey,
well, you know, hello then. Hello then, and welcome to your Monday afternoon-shaped programme hole in the day, as we attempt, as ever, to fill it with half-assed radio stuff. A special good afternoon to you, by the way, if you are Barack Obama and you're listening to this via wiretapping. Obviously, according to Donald Trump, that's the Obama go-to in terms of listening to things. That's what Trump's been saying, of course. And I can't imagine for one second, I don't know about you, but I don't think for a moment that Trump is mental and deluded and simply trying to deflect heat away from his dealings with Russia. That's not it at all. No. No. So here we are then, 1 till 4 o'clock. Bit of talk radio on a weekday. It's an afternoon gap thing, as I said. I'm John Holmes, and as we launch the next 3 hours at you, like North Korea lobbing those missiles at the sea, you're very welcome to join. I'll bring you the breaking news on that Kim Jong-un story, of course. The missiles fired at the sea. We are understanding this afternoon it's all part of Kim Jong-un's plan to kill water. He doesn't like it, he said. And the reason he says he doesn't like water, it's not neat, it's all sloppy, and it doesn't march up and down in rows, worshipping him like his military do. So what he's been doing is firing missiles at the sea to kill it. That's the plan. This comes, of course, just months after he killed a river by feeding it to dogs. They drank it, basically, but... And only 2 weeks after North Korean agents in an airport in Malaysia crept up behind a water fountain and, murdered it on the Supreme Leader's orders. Hates water. He was firing missiles at it. So given that it is a Monday then, we should have a look and see what we've got on the way in the programme, I suppose. That's traditional, isn't it? Yeah. Well, this hour, my friend, there cometh Headline Hijack. So your made-up news stories, you know the drill by now. If you're brand new to the show, by the way, this is what happens. At 2 o'clock, there'll be the news. Tanya today. Tanya's doing the news while Victoria is off on holiday.
Tanya. Tanya.
Tanya, I'm calling her Tanya.
Her name is Tanya.
Whatever. Your name's Cornelius.
Correct.
But I call you the abbreviation of Richard. So.
I'm not that rich.
Anyway, Tanya is here.
Tanya.
Doing the news. And at 2 o'clock, she'll have a made-up news story in her mouth. That's right. And the reason is simple. It's to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. The data indicate that this is lunchtime between 1 and 2. People pop out for lunch, don't they? They don't hear this bit, so at 2 o'clock they are punished accordingly. By coming back to their desks or wherever, switching the radio on, hearing the news, believing it to be true, it isn't. You've made it up. Thank you. Here's the number for Headline Hijack, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And you could be today's Headline Hijacker as we celebrate the notion of fake news. Also, we'll be going through the papers today, not with a fine-tooth comb, but with a fine brown man, as Mark is in. To do our diversity paper review. Yes, it's a paper review. Yes, of course it is. Much like the paper review on other programmes, yeah. Well, not much like that, actually, because our diversities tend to forget to read the papers, but it doesn't matter. It's a paper review, but ours is as diverse as you can get as we tick any number of boxes throughout the week as a different diversity comes in each day to do it. And how is that for BAME targets? Makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting, frankly. And I'm proud that it does. There's today's big stories. Analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry, we bring you the news in haikus. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. Drunk people will give us their opinions on the week's news. What better way to tackle the issues than by going up to completely hammered people as they stagger out of pubs and clubs and bars to ask them their views? That's what we did over the weekend. We call it Alco Vox Pops. Find out what someone smashed on Jaeger bombs makes of the stories that matter later in the programme. Also today, there is your chance to win some meat. Chicken, beef or lamb. Do you want to do sausages today or do you want to stick to Tuesdays?
I don't know, really. You keep changing it.
I know, I'm mixing it up a bit.
I always said keep it Saturday.
We're not on Saturday, Cornelius.
Well.
All right, we'll do it tomorrow. Bye. Chicken, beef or lamb then, that's your choice of meat-based prize. Or a box of organic veg. Why? Because we're not racist. Right then. There's also, by the way, hot guest action. I can bring you hot guest action today. As the comedian Catherine Ryan will be joining us after 2 o'clock to flog something or other. A DVD or a tour or a television pro, I don't know, something. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Ginger Dave is not producing. Now, he said he was trying to tap a student, but I'm not convinced that's anything to do with phones. Oh, Barack Obama, I don't know. Ask Broadcast, though, is through the glass. She's back. She's through
the miserable window.
Oh, here she is. Hi, yep. Cass.
Hi, Cass. Cass.
How was your time off, Cass? Did you have fun?
It was glorious.
Yeah. Did you have a great time? All happy in that, were you?
I was fewer miserable.
Okay. Marta's on the buttons today. Hello, Marta.
Hi, John.
Hi, Marta. How are you feeling, Marta? You were out all night, weren't you?
Not all night.
Okay, what time did you get in?
I don't know.
Okay. Did you have to check your Oyster card to see where you went and how you got home?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I'd never do that.
No. So there's Marta then, the dirty stopper. Victoria's on holiday, so Tanya Tanya's doing the news as we say. Paid intern Cornelius is
Hello.
Here. Paid intern Cornelius is here.
I'm here.
He's here, everybody.
I am.
He's here. So all of that on the way this afternoon on Talk Radio in the afternoons, which is very much what this is. But there's the small matter, of course, of discussing in depth today's big story. Now, regular listeners will know that to get to today's big story, we employ production values. That's right, or production colour, if you will. And what we do is we, as Talk Radio's head of music, I choose a song to get us into today's big story. There are a series of clues in and around that song that would lead you towards what that story might possibly be. Often it's cryptic. So you can play along at home and figure out what today. You ready, Cornelius?
I'm ready.
Okay, play along at home. So what big story could we be getting to with this?
Straight off the plane to a new hotel. Just touched down, you could never tell. A big house party with the crowded kitchen. People talk, but we don't listen.
Midnight memories.
but a different day.
Okay, then. I mean, it sounds a lot like Def Leppard, doesn't it?
Did they just name drop Addison Lee as well?
Did they?
Yeah.
In the name of love. Let's pour some sugar on me. In the name of love. Anyway, that's something called a One Direction, apparently. Okay. But why does it link to today's big story? That is the question we are asking, of course. Just follow the clues and you'll find the story. That's how. Play along at home for fun. Cornelius, I know you've been playing along in here for fun.
It's tough today.
Well, One Direction, Midnight Memories. It links to today's big story, but how?
Memory. Is it something to do with memory? Is it a health story to do with Alzheimer's or dementia? Oh, social care.
Ah.
Social care is in the news.
Good.
Is it for people... for that, so they're upping the taxes, aren't they?
Yes.
Oh, and he says Addison Lee, and that's a taxi, isn't it?
Yes.
So it's taxes. Taxes and the social care with Midnight Memories to help those people who no longer have
midnight memories.
Yeah,
no, it's not that.
What is it then?
It's that story about One Direction being arrested in Los Angeles airport. Louis something from One Direction got attacked a photographer, and now he's been arrested, and then his girlfriend got involved, and now a load of mental fans of One Direction have started.
So quite Route 1 today.
In a way, yeah.
Route 1 Direction.
Yeah. So, anyway, that. So, it's yeah, apparently this mental army of One Direction, if you insult them, right, apparently you get death threats and stuff. So, after the Traffic and Travel, we're going to be riling them up to see if we can have a fight with One Direction fans. And working out what on earth is going on with them and why they are basically an army and a terror cell. I mean, that's the gist of it. So, we're going to need somebody to talk to about this One Direction story that's all over the front of the papers or something, probably. Asprod Cass is through the glass. She's through the glass right now. And it's her job to get a guest.
Hi, Cass.
That's the noise her arm makes.
Yeah.
Could you, they're one of your favourite bands, aren't they? Could you get us a little fangirl of them? Could you get us a guest?
Don't say defamatory things about me like that.
Okay. Could you get us a guest, please, to talk about whatever I just said?
Okay.
Great. We'll talk that next on Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
20th Century Fox presents...
The world is not the same.
Logan is a superhero movie like no other.
Mutants, they're gone now.
Critics are united. It's one of Hugh Jackman's greatest performances.
I am not what you think I am.
You could have it all.
It's exceptional filmmaking. Bloody and bold.
I would find...
The best Wolverine yet.
This is what life looks like. You should take a moment. You still have time.
Logan, in cinemas now. Rated 15.
Do you know how much you've won?
I can't believe it.
You've won £1 million. That's amazing.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Jill is just one of the lucky millionaires made in the Lotto raffle. In every Lotto draw, £1 million must be won. Play makes it possible. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Time for another round of Sounds Fantastic. What's this sound?
OK, we're in. Alarm's disabled.
Nice one. Right. Where'd you keep all this camembert?
Scary stuff. That was a couple of desperate cheese burglars. Where's this?
Go compare.
Is the sound telling shrewd listeners where to check out the cost of their home insurance?
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Hi, everyone. Today's experiment is with HMTD.
These are the words of a lone terrorist. Unknown to the authorities. It was thanks to a call from the public that he became known to the police and they could investigate. If you see anything suspicious, act on it. Call police on 0800 789 321. Call, visit, act confidentially. For the full inside story, visit gov.uk/act or search Code Severe, a podcast series.
A new Vauxhall Vivaro comes with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty, and 4 years servicing and roadside assistance. It's easy to drive, easy on the wallet, and even easier on the eye. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall Vivaro. Conditional sale. 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance. Subject to status 18 plus. T's and C's. Mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
By the time Adam has screwed that socket back on the wall, by the time Sam has tightened that tap, or Jim has finished packing up his tools, their click and collect orders from Screwfix will be ready. With Screwfix Click and Collect, you can check stock online at screwfix.com, order, and thousands of trade products are ready to pick up in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Runcorn's Central Expressway, the A533, is very busy. That's because of roadworks. North on the M1 through Northamptonshire struggling. Two lanes are out between 18 for Rugby and 19 for Catthorpe in the M6 after an accident. Queues back to 16 at Daventry. The M45 west away from the M1 at Junction 17 remains closed off because of an accident. And delays through Aylesbury in Buckinghamshire. That's because of works on the A41 Aston Clinton Road near to New Road. I'm Jarena Adams.
If you're after a great deal on broadband, PlusNet is here to help. Unlimited broadband and line rental from just £18 a month for 18 months, plus a one-off £10 activation fee. That's more helpful than Helpy Helperson, the world's most helpful Norwegian. Hello, not now, Helpy. Get unlimited broadband and line rental from one simple monthly price of just £18, now with £50 cashback. Offer ends 14th of March. Visit plus.net now. PlusNet will do you proud. Price may change. 18-month contract. New customers in low-cost areas. Only traffic prioritisation applies. See plus.net / traffic terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious. De-groovy. De-lovely. De-lovely.
Stop. Look. Listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You listening to Talk Radio. Home of your reactions, of course. 87222 is the
number. Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
The reaction lines are open. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
John, the NHS should not be handing out fat cat pay. First of all, cat shouldn't be running the NHS. No. Second of all, the fact that fat is a strain on the NHS because they'll have to buy more stronger chairs. John, I voted Conservative, yet I still like to moan about how public services underperform. That's coming from one of the many people who do that.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Your reactions are very welcome, of course, as the afternoon wears on. But it's time to talk about today's big story. As Donald Trump launches attacks on Barack Obama with phone-tapping allegations and Kim Jong-un launches attacks on the sea with missiles, there's one other attack that dwarfs both of those, of course. Today, the security services have said they've prevented 13 potential attacks since June 2013, but not even they were able to prevent the one on a photographer by someone out of off of One Direction. One Direction are, or were, I'm not even sure they're still a thing, a kind of musical terror cell. And one of them, who calls himself Louis or something, has been arrested at Los Angeles Airport for jumping on a man, and then there's something to do with his girlfriend as well. Basically, though, it's all led to an army of One Direction fans making death threats towards anyone involved. who's not the bloke out of One Direction, and this is mainly because One Direction's fans are stupid. By all accounts, 1D fans are now regarded as a terrorist organisation. They are well-funded through pocket money, mostly, are highly motivated and dangerous. As I speak, hundreds are being trained in One Direction training camps in Syria, where they learn to troll anyone who slags off their crap band. Let's find out what's going on with it. Sarah Packer, she's a reporter for the Bizarre column in The Sun. She's on the phone. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Hey. So why are One Direction fans so mental? What's wrong with them?
Well, I wish I knew the answer to that, but I don't think anyone in the world knows the true answer to that, other than they have been sucked into the One Direction frenzy, which obviously started at the point of when they first became known in the X Factor, and it has just kind of gone from then. So it doesn't help that obviously they're all gorgeous individuals and they've had to ride the wave of the One Direction fandom, which has seen the fans split. So. Yep. I think that has a lot to do with it. They're trying to remain loyal to them all as individuals, and especially in this case that Louis has been involved in this airport brawl.
Yeah, so what do we know of the airport? What do we know of the airport brawl then, Sarah? It was a photographer, I understand, that he jumped on and then his girlfriend got involved or something?
Yeah, so Louis and his girlfriend Eleanor were walking through an airport in LA, completely unaccompanied by any security, which is the part that I find a bit crazy. You know, massive star would probably need some security with him in an airport. And the paparazzi is obviously trying to get a close-up shot of the couple, and Louis isn't having any of it, so he tries to tell him to stop taking some photos.
Yep.
So this is all being captured in videos that you can see online, so people have been able to look at it for themselves. And then what happens is Louis and the photographer end up in a bit of a scrap, and then some girls are trying to film it and end up in an altercation with the girlfriend, Eleanor. So Louis runs to her defense and then ends up in a little bit of a scrap with the other people involved, and that's kind of the bigger issue here.
I see. And so what's happened is that the girl who was involved in the scrap, I mean, has now... this is where the One Direction mad fans have come in. They've started attacking her for her threatening to press charges or something. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. So she's gone on Twitter and she's defending herself, saying, how am I in the wrong? I've been attacked by a celebrity. She says that she feels as though she could have died and that she's been beaten up by him.
Yeah.
So she's really taking it to the full degree here, but that is what she's been saying.
Right. So in terms of... go on.
And obviously the fans aren't happy about it.
Yeah, in terms of these fans then, because I think that's the interesting story here. Are there any other bands with fans quite... because there's been a lot of stories over the years about these One Direction fans just sort of going after people. Are there any other bands that sort of have that same sort of level of crazy fandom?
I don't think in this day and age. I mean, maybe in the days of Take That, I'm not sure if they were as crazy as the 1D fans, but...
but they're just basically a terrorist cell, aren't they? I mean, they're kind of dangerous.
They are dangerous, but I think only online, as these people hiding behind their Twitter profiles and as they see the band just on Instagram and social media. So I'm not sure that they're actually very threatening in real life, but definitely online, they're trolls, aren't they, really?
I will say here and now that if any One Direction fans want to come to the studio, I will fight them. I'm happy to do that now.
You're putting yourself out there. You don't think might be after you now.
If I think that what's happening, they should be kind of if they're you know they're well organised. I think you know there's no reason why the security services couldn't employ the One Direction fans. You know we need the armed forces. Just train them up and get them out there. Get them out there to Syria.
But they will probably be met by just a group of young females with their phones in their hands. I'm not sure how much damage they could actually do in reality.
There's a rumour going around that it was One Direction fans that killed Kim Jong-un's brother in that airport in Malaysia, because he apparently said he didn't much rate their third album. That's just a rumour.
Yeah,
it's going to be true.
Just a rumour.
Yeah. Sarah, thank you for bringing us up to date on that. Because as I say, it's on the front of the papers today. Sarah Packer, Bizarre reporter. She's not a Bizarre reporter. She's a reporter for Bizarre. You see what I mean? Anyway, in The Sun, and bring us up to date on the murderous antics of the terror cell that is the One Direction fans. If you've got an opinion on what we can do to stop these people, then do get in touch with us at 87222.
Start your message with a word, Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's 1:30 in the afternoon now. It's a Monday. Tanya's here. here with the news.
Thank you very much.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. The Prime Minister says she's confident the sale of Vauxhall will strengthen the UK brand and allow for further growth. PSA Group's takeover of part of General Motors means the car giant is now the second biggest in Europe behind Volkswagen. Managers say they don't need to shut either of Vauxhall's plants in Luton or Ellesmere Port. Luton official Gary Rear says workers' reaction has been muted.
Understandably, people have got concerns. We've made it quite clear to them there's been no communication regarding job losses or plant closures, and we're reassured with that. Albeit, we still need to treat that with some caution and see what comes out with further talks between GM and PSA.
A zoo in Cumbria has had its licence suspended after the deaths of 500 animals in 3 years. Inspectors had asked councillors not to renew South Lake Safari Zoo's permits after finding poor conditions. Donald Trump will sign a new travel ban later, reintroducing restrictions on people from six mostly Muslim countries. The list won't include Iraq, which was on the original order before it was struck down by the courts. A new ad campaign by anti-terror police is trying to encourage us to report suspicious activity. Officers say the public's help is critical in foiling attacks. 13 have been stopped in under 4 years. And pop group Steps are marking 20 years since they formed with a new album and a UK tour. It's a second reunion for the five-piece, who got back together in 2011 before going on a break again 2 years later. The singers posted a video on Twitter to announce their comeback news.
Hi, we're Steps.
As you know, it's our 20th anniversary year and we've promised you loads of fun things.
So to kick it off, we've got a new album. It's called Tears on the Dance Floor. We're also going to be touring up and down the country in November and December.
So look out for our tour, Party on the Dance Floor.
The weather, mainly dry across
that
the UK.
That was awful, wasn't it?
I
like that you threw it in, certainly. You know, because yeah. You know, we were discussing the murderous One Direction fans.
Yes, I was listening. Yes.
I just thought maybe we could set up some kind of battle between.
I think that would be a good
Steps
idea.
Does Steps have a name? Not the band. I mean, their army of people. I mean, the Goose Steps, something like that. Something
know,
military.
I'm sure they must have some sort of name.
I went to a tribute act to them once. There's loads of them, nearly 40. Or so.
Really.
Oh, no, it wasn't true. It was a film. It was a 39 Steps.
Very good.
What do we care they're back? Are you a step ex?
Well, I've met them many times over the years, you know, interviewing them and stuff at various.
Who's the best step?
Claire.
She
was nice. Yeah. Well, they were all nice. I like their music. It's a bit cheesy. There's a few songs that, you know, I didn't like. 5, 6, 7, 8, that one.
Oh, yeah.
That was rubbish.
The line dancing one.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't like that. But, you know, they've had a few.
They're so old now.
We don't need them back.
I remember it. 20 years.
They're so old. They should be called Stairlift.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't have a go at me about my joke. You can't with that. Bloody hell.
That's true. 20 years. There you go.
Great
news.
Would
you like some weather?
Yes, I would.
Well, it's mainly dry across the UK with some sunshine, a bit windy at times, and the high 10 Celsius.
Tiny, thank you. Go on, what?
I was just going to say, Con, you were right. It is not that I'm precious, but it is Tanya, not Tanya.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
You know that.
Well, I forgot. I didn't know that because we've done this before, but I did forget. And this happened last time as well.
Well, at least you didn't call me Tanya. Like
Tanya?
Oh. Yeah.
Was that Alan Brazil?
No, it was Paul Ross, bless him. But now he calls me Tanya.
Is he?
Yeah.
You should call him.
It was Tanya.
There were several names for him. Anyway, thank you. You're doing bonus news for us today, I understand.
That's
excellent. In around 3:30, we drag that in.
I love that.
And animal news.
Yes.
It excites Victoria beyond measure, so we look forward to.
I'm equally excited.
Good. Tanya, thank you. Tanya, we'll be back with news at 2 o'clock. In it will be a made up news story, though, of course. That's very important. We've got 26 minutes to go before today's headline hijack. If you've got a made-up news story you want to get to us, the lines are open. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's right. You listen to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles
deals, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Thanks, Con. It's 25 to 2 o'clock. Now, a lot of your reactions have been coming in, of course, about the murderous terrorist cell of One Direction fans. The police today have said they've stopped 13 attacks since June 2013 by One Direction fans. Quite serious attacks as well, apparently. And they, of course, move around in these cells. Plotting to murder anyone who doesn't like One Direction. So, Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. John, I feel for Louis Tomlinson because I'm a massive Direction fan and I am also blind.
Right, thank you.
John, it's just a shame that Louis Tomlinson wasn't there to protect King Jong-nam. Mm. It would have been excellent if he had some of that spray in his... Oh, no, sorry, I shouldn't have read that.
Yeah, well, as I say, there is a theory that Kim Jong-nam was killed by One Direction fans because he once posted a tweet about how he didn't like their third album.
And Kim Jong Direction.
If you like. And those two women were One Directioners, apparently. So they got that VX nerve agent and wiped it on his face. And that's the problem. If you don't like One Direction and you're vocal about it, they will kill you. These girls. So, just a warning there. Speaking of the terrible crap band One Direction, you know their song "Midnight Memories" that we played not long ago.
Yeah, big tune.
The big tune. It goes like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, the count is in. Here we go. Yeah. Straight up the plane to a new hotel. So what we were saying is that it just touched down. You could never tell. Is basically the same as Def Leppard, isn't it? So yeah, what I'm saying is that One Direction are plagiarists. We don't listen. Tell me that I'm wrong, but I do what I please. Way too many people. Def Leppard play their own instruments though as well.
Hey, Niall can play guitar.
No, he can't.
Yes, he can. It was on X Factor.
Yeah, right. Anyway, that, right? So that is One Direction ripping off Def Leppard, okay? And obviously One Direction fans are already getting to it. Going, no, they're not. They wrote it themselves. No, they didn't, right? And I can prove that, right? So Def Leppard, One Direction, same song. Here we go. There, see? Exactly the same. Now, One Direction fans, I will fight you. So, you know, I just pop down to Talk Radio and I will fight you after the show. Send in your fights. 87222.
Start your message with a word
or
talk.
Tweet me a fight at Talk Radio.
Yeah, start your message with throwing a punch.
Okay, and I understand.
Yes, Adrian's got in touch. Yeah. Says here he remembers the paramilitary Oliver's Army attacks of the 70s led by Elvis Costello fans.
Yes, Elvis Bin Costello, of course, as he was called back then. In the next bit of the programme, Mark will be here with today's diversity paper review. There's a headline hijack on the way as well in the next bit where you have to send in your made-up news stories, please. We'll get through some of them next on Talk Radio. Traffic and travel coming.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday, every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Take advantage every day with Sky Bet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Duvan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric.
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Thursday night is a big night on TV.
What? I am the big night. Here, go feed my stallion.
What the hell are you?
The big night, Lord of Forged and Fire. Bladesmiths to your anvils. Set history alight and forge me a blade. Only one can win. Forge poorly and you will be eliminated. Now, voiceover man, tell them when it's on.
Forged and Fire, this Thursday at 9 on History.
A big night in.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In March, we've got a 6x6 foot lap fence panel for only £12.95 ex VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still delays for the northbound M1 because of an accident between 18 and Rugby and 19 at the Catford interchange for the M6 and A14. Two lanes are out of congestion at towards junction 16. Not too far from that, the westbound M45 from the M1 at junction 17 towards the A45, so heading towards Coventry, remains closed after an accident. Through Aylesbury in Buckinghamshire, congestion for the A41, Aston Clinton Road because of roadworks, and work on Western Avenue in Cardiff is causing delays for both sides of the A48. I'm Joanna Adams.
If you're after a great deal on broadband, PlusNet is here to help. Unlimited broadband and line rental from just £18 a month for 18 months, plus a one-off £10 activation fee. That's more helpful than Helpy Helperson, the world's most helpful Norwegian. Hello! Not now, Helpy. Get unlimited broadband and line rental from one simple monthly price of just £18, now with £50 cashback. Offer ends 14th of March. Visit plus.net now. PlusNet will do you proud. Price may change. 18-month contract. New customers in low-cost areas. Only traffic prioritisation applies. See plus on it. /traffic terms apply.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B.I.G.G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks. The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Friday night from 7 on Talk Radio. I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Yes, just coming up to, I'm going to say my time. And, looking at the news, by the way. We'll be doing that in depth in a moment as we go through the papers, of course. But there's a lot in the news today. Of course, we know that Peugeot and Vauxhall are merging. Peugeot are buying Vauxhall. The Donald Trump story continues. This is where he is accusing Barack Obama, of course, of wiretapping his phones during the election campaign. He's also due to sign a new executive order against Muslim countries. This is after the travel ban went a bit wrong before. They're saying that he's going to drop Iraq back from the list. That's the latest we've got on that. The budget, of course, the countdown to the budget, that's on Wednesday. There's a lot of it in the news today. Hermione from Harry Potter, of course, is having an argument about her breasts. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, Cornelius, many people can't. Or their breasts, presumably, without being called out by feminists. So, the question is this. How do we analyse the news to make it understandable? Well, I'll tell you. We do it through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Copper gives kiss of life to a dog, heroic bestiality.
The news in haiku. Mark joins us. He's one of our regular diversity paper reviewers, of course, and he comes in here armed with the papers, doesn't he? And he goes through them, but the twist is, of course, that he's a diversity, and that makes us the most diverse programme, I think, probably anywhere on the dial. Mark, what is your diversity, please?
I'm two. I tick two boxes. Yeah. I'm not only brown, but I'm also obese.
Thank you very much. So what have your obese brown eyes seen in the newspapers today?
Loads of talk radio presenters seem to be dominating the news the moment. Julia Hartley Brewer is in the papers today talking about Emma Watson. I don't know if you've heard of Emma Watson.
I have heard of Emma Watson, yeah.
Yeah, Emma Watson was in some films about some wizards or something.
Yeah.
A few years back, and she's an actress.
She's off of the... This is Harry Potter, of course.
She's in Harry Potter, and she is obviously now a feminist as well as an actress.
Yeah.
You can be both these days. And Julia Hartley Brewer tweeted out a week ago, yeah. I was sitting next to her when she did this, actually, a tweet about how you can't be a feminist and be wearing scantily clad clothes.
Yes, that's right, because the argument being that Hermione out of Harry Potter was topless in Vanity Fair.
Yes.
Which apparently is fine.
Yes.
But you can't be topless on page 3 of the Sun, because that's a different thing. Is the argument.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, kind of Julia's argument is more that kind of it seems to be okay to be topless in certain publications, but not others.
She does have a point there, does she?
I literally, the more I read about this, the more tweets I see about this, the more I think I just don't know what I think anymore. I can't get my head around it.
Yeah, well, it's quite complicated.
I was listening to, as you know, John, I'm a massive fan of Julia Hartley Brewer, and listen to all 3 hours of her show every day I'm preparing this show.
Yeah,
I heard a clip earlier. I've dragged it out. This is it.
Yeah. Okay.
It seemed to have somehow become the subject of news stories today regarding an actress called Emma Watson. Now, you and I just know her as Hermione from Harry Potter. But she's in a new film, and the reason we know she's in a new film called Beauty and the Beast is because she posed with rather a lot of breasts on display for Vanity Fair. Now, remember, if a photograph with your woman with lots of breasts on display is in a quality magazine...
So how many breasts exactly did she have on? Was it like 12?
Well, she said a lot there, didn't she?
Yeah.
So, I mean, is it like, you know, that film... So I haven't seen these pictures, so I don't know, but you know in the film Total Recall, there's a three-breasted woman. I wonder, is it like that?
Well, that was played by... Emma Watson wasn't.
Just naturally top because she has any number of breasts. I think I'm right in saying that they go all round. So she's got the two requisite ones at the front, but the actual breasts go all the way around her body in a circle, like a sort of rubber ring.
Personally, I think this whole thing's been created by Emma Watson to take away the fact that in the next film she falls in love with a bison.
Yeah. I mean, there is that. Yeah. There is seemingly that. I think we should be more annoyed about that, frankly. This interplay between humans and animals is not right for the big screen, is it?
It's a bit odd, isn't it?
It's a children's film.
It's a specialist market, that, and it is, isn't it?
It's normalising that behaviour to a younger audience.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, frankly. And also, you know, if she's got them, you know, they're going to get hurt by the hoofs.
Exactly. So.
And all the talking objects. She's clearly on LSD.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, something's not right there, is it?
Mm.
So, okay, so some news has happened and it's got Julie Hartley Brewer in it.
Yeah.
All right. Is it actually, is that in the papers?
That's in papers, yeah. It's in papers, it's online, people are talking about it.
Is it the only publicity this station's ever had?
Aww. No. There's another story about another talk radio presenter that's in the papers today as well. Sam Delaney.
Off of Drive Time.
Off of Drive Time, who does a show just after you.
Yeah.
He was on his TV show that goes out in Russia today. He had Nigel Farage on. And they had a little girl come in and knight him in a piece of what some people are saying is comedy. And at the end of it, the little girl says, "My mum says you hate all foreigners," or something to that effect.
Yep.
At which point, there's this bit of an awkward moment, and Nigel doesn't say anything, and the show just goes off air.
I did see this. Yeah. It was quite funny.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's quite funny because people are accusing Sam Delaney of working for Putin.
Which he does.
Which,
to be fair.
He is
in Putin's mouth. Sam Delaney is Putin's mouthie. Without a doubt. I mean, he is a communist.
That's true.
He's very very in Putin's pocket, Sam Delaney.
Yeah. You know?
And he's basically, he should be called Sam Russia.
Putin and Trump and all these world leaders.
Yeah, that's right.
Sam knows all of them.
Well, we need to up our game then, frankly, because we're not in the papers.
Yeah.
Mm. So, you know, we need to do something.
Maybe you could get sacked from the BBC again and we'd get back in the papers.
That was good. We got some publicity for that, didn't we?
Yeah. I'm a diversity. You could say something obnoxious or rude to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That might help.
Don't like you, Mark.
Yeah.
That'll do.
But why? Yeah. You have to give me a reason why.
He's fat.
It's a lifestyle choice, mate.
That might get us, but also having a fight with One Direction fans. I mean, I've called them out now, so if that happens later, that could get us in the papers by tomorrow, couldn't it?
Yeah.
If we do that. So.
Maybe, hopefully.
Yeah. Can I use you as a weapon?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
So if any One Direction fans go, I'm going to roll Mark at them. There. Yeah. So I've said, controversial.
I know I should have worn my fighting contact lenses today. That's what I should have worn to work.
We haven't had any One Direction fans get in touch as of yet. Is they're not listening, John?
I would have thought something surprising, isn't it?
There must be something wrong with the feed or something.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, One Direction fans, you are a terrorist cell, and your band that you like is rubbish, and I will fight you. There. See? Try it again. Anyway, so what else is in the newspapers that's not related to our colleagues?
Online dating. I've never done this. Actually, that's not true. I tried online dating once.
Did you?
Yeah.
How did it go?
My username, because I'm born and raised in the suburb of Ealing, was, and I was living in Ealing at the time, was Sexual Ealing.
it didn't work?
No, it didn't. I was on it for about 5 days before I was like, this is dreadful. This is awful.
Sexual Ealing.
Sexual Ealing, yeah. And it didn't work. I almost went out on a date with someone. Then I was like, actually, I don't think I fancy her at all. I don't know why we're doing this or why we might be doing this. And we didn't, so it was great.
Right.
But actually, that relates very well to this story in the papers today, which is that a lot of people who date online don't just give up and find Mr. Right and just settle. This is from a survey done in Australia.
Yeah.
Which... The other thing I would say about this, there's not many people living in Australia. So on some level, if you go dating with anyone, you've just got to settle, haven't you? Because it's not like, there's not that many people. Australian towns are small.
Not many fish in that sea, you're saying.
Exactly.
I mean, there are quite a lot of people in Australia.
There's 20 million people in an area the size of about America. That's tiny.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they... I mean, in terms of how... I mean, I've never done online dating, so I don't really know what the success rate is for that. I mean, so is it to people... I thought it was just like, you know, for hooking up or something.
Yeah, well, that's... That's elements of it,
isn't it?
So, like, I play rugby, right? And the boys I play rugby with who are single, a lot of them, when we meet up about 1 o'clock and the kickoff's about three, they get onto various apps at about 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And by the time we're all kind of leaving and going home and... socialising for a Saturday night about 6 or 7, they've got their date hooked up and sorted.
I see.
So that for me is what isn't that what people do? That's my kind of experience of online dating. I don't see people going on there to find someone long term, do they?
Well, I don't.
Definitely, some people do. Absolutely, they do.
Yeah.
Have you dated online, Con?
I haven't really done
His mum's not got an account. So
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Good. Anything else there?
There's some birthdays. You want some birthdays?
I do want some birthdays. Yeah. It's good to cover the birthdays, isn't it? Because you know that's what you have to do. All right then. Bring us today's birthdays. What are the birthdays?
So my birthdays are from the Racing Post.
Good.
Because I just feel that people in the gambling and horse industry don't
get enough recognition, do they? You're right.
Gary Stevens, the US Hall of Fame jockey. He's 54 today.
Yeah.
Dietrich von Boytech, owner breeder of Hurricane Run and Lupa de Vega, 75.
Yep.
Richard Flint, chief executive of Skybet, 45.
Yep.
Renee Douglas, rider of Editor's Note and Dreaming of Anna, is 50. John Upson, trainer of Over the Road and Nick the Brief, is 73.
Yep.
Liam Burke, trainer of Sir Frederick and Thine Again, is 60. Benji Coogan, rider of Grey Desire and Up and Adam, always like that horse, is 59.
Yep.
David Landsman, owner of Squirtle Squirt.
Really? Yeah, isn't that someone who hung out with Donald Trump?
No.
Is that a Pokemon reference?
Russian, I don't know. Russian hotel?
Stop.
That's Sam Delaney, he's Russian.
Yeah. He's rushing in at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Till 7. He's 60 today anyway, David Lansman. Yeah. Debbie Manton, British trainer in Qatar, is 45. Dougal Nisbet Smith, the former Racing Post director.
Yeah.
I love it when the papers refer to people who worked in them for their birthdays.
Yeah,
he's 82.
Yeah.
David Edmonds, former director of William Hill, is 73.
Happy birthday.
And Neil Clark, racing journalist, is 51.
Great news. Well, in the time honored tradition then, let's wish them all a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Gary Stevens, US Hall of Fame jockey. Dietrich von Boytech, owner breed of Hurricane Runner Lupa de Vega. Richard Flint, chief executive of Skybet. Renee Douglas, rider of Editor's Notes and Dreaming of Anna. John Upson, trainer of Over the Road and Nick the Brief. Liam Burke, trainer of Sir Frederick and Thine Again. Benji Coogan, rider of Grey Desire and Up and Atom. David Landsman, owner of Squirtle Squirt. Debbie Manton, British trainer in Qatar. Dougal Nesbitt Smith, former Racing Post director. David Edmonds, former director of William Hill, and Neil Clark, the racing journalist.
Happy birthday to you
and many more. Later, by the way, we're giving away some meat. It's not horse meat, but it is in a game of banned or dead racehorse.
Brilliant.
Thought I'd tie it together so you thematically link the programme. In the last half an hour of the programme, if you'd like to play a game of band, is it the name of a band? Is it the name of a dead racehorse? You can win chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg. Why? Because we're not racist. Get in touch with us now, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Mark, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks for having
Mark.
Me, guys.
Remind us of your diversity.
Obese and brown.
Thank you. Diversity paper review. Now, there is the small matter of today's headline. Hi, Jack. We are going to need a winner, of course. And that someone will get their made-up news story in the news, which is coming next. Cornelius has the name of today's Victor or Victoress.
It's Chris.
Hi, Chris. Where's Chris?
Chalton.
Right.
South East London.
All right. So, Chris, he or she, has got their story into the news. Tanya will say it out loud, masquerading as truth. It's fake news writ large. We call it headline hijack. After that, we will be joined by the comedian Catherine Ryan, who is coming in to talk to us. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. After that, work experience punditry. And as I say, we will be giving away some meat. And you can hear drunk people canvass for their opinions on the week's news. That is in Alco Vox Pops. All on the way this afternoon, Monday afternoon, Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Listen closely. Relax your mind. Now picture a car. It's Italian. A Trident? Yes, a Maserati. Now picture a number. A price. Too high. Focus. No? With the Ghibli Saloons, starts at just £475 a month, plus initial rental on personal contract hire with Maserati. I know. Unbelievable, isn't it? Find out more at maserati.co.uk. Personal contract hire. The Maserati Ghibli Diesel. Initial rental of £5,700. 48-month term. 9,000 miles per annum. Subject to status. Valid until 31st of March 17. Maserati contract hire.
eBay has every kind of part to help your car pass its MOT.
Son, come and have a look at the car. There's a few things I've fixed ahead of its MOT. I've topped up the washer bottle.
Screen wash.
I've replaced the wipers.
Windscreen wipers.
I've sorted the indicators.
Light bulbs.
and press that.
Horns. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of parts and accessories to help you get your car MOT ready. The ultimate pass your MOT first time shop.
Now at TradePoint, the Karcher K4 Full Control Car and Home Pressure Washer was £233, now just £192. Offer ends 19th of March. Excludes VAT 20%. TradePoint. Trade brands. Trade prices. Trade only. TradePoint!
Take advantage every day with Sky Bet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Duvan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Time for another round of Sam's Fantastic. What's this sound?
Okay, we're in. Alarm's disabled.
Nice one.
Right, where'd you keep all this camembert?
Scary stuff. That was a couple of desperate cheese burglars. Where's this?
Go compare.
Is the sound telling shrewd listeners where to check out the cost of their home insurance?
If you want to save, it should be your favourite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
And just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's Monday. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio, yes. And here's Tani with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, unions want reassurances after Vauxhall sold to Peugeot. Plus, Animal Death Zoo loses its licence. And Barbara Streisand says Donald Trump's making her fat.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. The business secretary, Greg Clark, says he's determined to see Vauxhall's success continue as it's bought by a French firm. PSA Group, which owns Peugeot, has signalled a medium-term commitment to keeping up manufacturing in Bedfordshire and Cheshire. But unions want assurances for years to come. Mr Clark says his conversations with PSA have been positive.
They intend to safeguard the plants, honour their commitments, and look to increase the performance and the sales of cars. So we want to hold them to those commitments, but the messages that we've had lead me to be cautiously optimistic.
A zoo in Cumbria has had its application for a new licence rejected after almost 500 animals died there in 3 years. In January, inspectors found there was a lack of proper welfare at South Lake Safari. The zoo's owner now has 28 days to lodge an appeal. Donald Trump will sign a new executive order this afternoon, introducing a travel ban from 6 mostly Muslim countries. The White House says the new order will not include Iraq after the previous one was held up by the courts. Security services say they've stopped 13 potential terrorist attacks since June 2013. They're launching a new appeal asking people to report suspicious activities. 680,000 Audis are being recalled in China. There are defects in coolant pumps which can lead to engine fires. And Barbara Streisand says Donald Trump is making her pile on weight. The singer claims after watching news stories about the president, she seeks solace in wolfing down pancakes. She's told her followers, "I start the day with liquids, but after the morning news, I eat pancakes smothered in maple syrup."
Talk Radio national weather.
What?
Yeah, apparently so.
Has she got something to promote?
Probably an album.
Yeah, that'll be it. Yeah. It can't be any other reason, can there, really, for than that? But fair enough. Good.
Sounds nice, though. Pancakes smothered in maple syrup.
Yep.
Yum. I had that on the weekend. It was delicious.
All right, great insight into your life we didn't need. Good. The weather's here.
Well, looking out my window, It's mainly dry across southwest London, at least.
Across the road.
It is actually mainly dry for the rest of the
but
country.
But mainly just what you can see.
Mainly what I can see. Yeah. Plenty of sunshine around. Yeah. A bit windy at times, though. Yeah. And the high, not bad, 10 Celsius.
Thank you, Tanya.
You're welcome.
Who will be here with bonus news in around an hour and a half. hour and a half's time. Today, animal news. She's been busy researching animal news, of course. And that's what you're bringing us, I think, isn't it? Animal, how's
Absolutely.
That going?
Absolutely. It's going.
Do you want to tease us in any way? Just to name an animal that it might be involved?
No.
Okay.
No.
Keeping your animal powder dry. All right. Well, that's Tanya. Thank you. And next, it's Ben, as ever, with his pre-recorded... So lazy. Why does he... Ben with his pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger describes reports of a training ground bust-up involving Alexis Sanchez and his teammates as completely false. It's been claimed the forward walked out of a session which led to a row with other players. There's a suggestion that's why Sanchez was dropped from the starting 11 for Saturday's 3-1 Premier League defeat at Liverpool. Like his manager, captain Per Mertesacker also shrugged off questions about those reports.
It's not going to be about one single player and all these questions about one player is very distractive to our team, you know, and what it's about tomorrow. We've got a game to face tomorrow, which is really important to our team and not to one individual player.
Chelsea can re-establish their 10-point advantage at the top of the Premier League tonight. They're away at London rivals West Ham. Finally, boxing. Tony Bellew has told TalkSport his shock win over David Haye on Saturday may have been his last bout. He says he's not sure how many more times he can put himself or his family through these fights. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, after the success of the crackdown of car owners using their mobile phones whilst driving, plans are being drawn up to extend the new restrictions to pedestrians walking near roads. The new rules could mean that walking bans are handed out to those who endanger themselves and others by texting whilst walking along the street.
Thank you very much, Tanya, there with the news. And Ben with the pre-recorded sports. Talk Radio in the afternoon. Catherine Ryan joins us very shortly indeed.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for
me. All right then, Talk Radio in the afternoon, 6 minutes past the time. I am John Holmes. Don't forget, on the programme later, you can win some meat then. That's a budget thing. You can choose some chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. And that's because we're not racist. And that's in a game of Banned or Dead Racehorse. If you'd like to play, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Oh, you can't use Twitter for that, it's competition.
No, no,
I forgot the rules there.
Text costs 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Yeah, they do, that's right. Right then, momentarily, Catherine Ryan chat. However...
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Small matter of today's terrible texting. This is a Monday thing, right? So, puns, isn't it? So, I'm just going to come out with it. It's music, basically, because a man from One Direction has hit a photographer and gone to jail or something. I don't know. And cars, because of the Vauxhall Peugeot deal. Is that basically it?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're
filling. So we're putting
this
music and
with.
Cars together in a
yes.
really lame... All right, fine. Have you got one?
Yeah.
Go on.
Betty Ford.
Not great, is it?
No.
Rolf Yaris.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Help Me Honda.
Yeah.
The Beach Boys song. The Who, Subaru. Right. So Tell Me Subaru.
Right.
And
it's not very good, is it? It's not very good.
Dip Sticks and Stones, the Jamie T song.
Right. REO Volkswagen. So if you'd like to join in with that, I don't know why you would, but anyway, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk.
Talk
Radio on
Start
Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Of course, we'll read the worst ones out as we go along. That's how it works. So we promised you guest action, and guest action, by golly, we deliver right now. Catherine Ryan, hello.
Hello.
How the heck are you?
I'm so well. I'm ready for the guest action.
Yeah, you are the guest action.
Oh my gosh!
You know, there is no other. It's
no.
you. So you know, we're looking to you for the action. If that kind of makes
okay.
some kind of
radio
weird.
Action.
PR
up.
Exercise dressed up as an interview. That's what we're doing. Yeah. What are you? So let's get that out of the way first. What are we flogging? Catherine
I'm
Ryan.
Vlogging a great brand new television show coming to Channel 4 every Monday at 10 p.m.
Yep.
It's called How'd You Get So Rich?
Yep.
It is me charming and disarming millionaires, billionaires, and finding out how they got there.
So in terms of how you did that, did you just go and hang out with billionaires and millionaires?
I did.
Yeah, how long for?
Oh, sometimes it'd be 2 days, sometimes it'd be three, sometimes it'd be in Monaco, Greece, in America, here in the UK, all over really, just chasing them around.
Yeah, well, did they kind of accept that? I mean, what was your angle there? Because they're private people, right?
They are, and I really respect that a lot of these people came forward and they were happy to do the show and to show me, I guess, where to go when I'm going to rob them.
Yeah.
I know while they're on holiday, I know where they keep all the diamonds. Some people were not into it. I'm very British now by default, and I actually had a hard time door-stepping people, we say, just knocking on the door or just jumping in front of someone's car or speaking to them on the street. There's a lot of that, and some of that went very wrong.
Yeah. Well, without giving anything away, what was the... I wouldn't say the wrongest, but it's what happened that was wrong. No violence, I hope.
Oh no, I try to keep that at bay.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I don't want to be in jail for punching a photographer.
Yeah, like the One Direction. Yeah,
I've never actually hit anyone in my life.
Have you not?
No.
Have you wanted to?
I hit them with words,
yeah,
John.
You know you do.
No, I mean just people told me to.
Swear. No, I don't mean swear. I mean they swore. Yeah.
To go away.
Yeah. That's what, you can't swear. Your gorgeous little daughter is in with
me. My daughter's in, yeah. She's here today. She wasn't feeling very well.
Oh.
So I said, let's go to...
let's go sit in a hot studio. Hi, Violet.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you?
Good.
Good. Do you like touring around with Mummy?
Yeah.
Good. Good. You look very cool in your headphones there, I have to say. Do you feel a bit better now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to interview her, if that's all right.
Sure. She's got a lot to say.
Yeah, fine. So, day off school, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favourite bit of school?
Maths.
You like maths? Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
She's really English, isn't she?
Yeah.
She started talking like that. I thought she was just mocking all of you guys. I was like, this Canadian baby is funny.
Yeah.
No, she's British.
How old are you, Charlotte Violet? How old are you?
I'm 7 years old.
7 years old. My daughter's 7 years old as well.
Is she?
Yeah, I've got a 7 year old and a 4 year old.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
This show's perfect for them.
Yeah, it is. This is basically our target audience.
So it's very aspirational,
it just
shows that no matter where you come from, you can make it if you've got the right amount of graft and a good idea.
And
that's what I loved about it. These were not people who just inherited wealth. They all are self-made millionaires and billionaires.
Yeah.
Men and women from all over.
So did the question of Philip Green come up at all?
I saw his yacht.
Did you?
Yeah,
it
wasn't
as good as they say?
It's so good. And he's got a helicopter.
On the yacht.
Wow. I mean, who knows what he's got on that yacht. It was cool. I mean, we went to Monaco and all of this wealth was just in a little bay.
It is old Monaco, isn't it? I find it because I've been a couple of times and it's just to stare at the yachts, essentially. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's what's odd about it, there's a car park where you go in a lift. It's like an underground car park. But the lift is more opulent than any house I've ever seen. It's like wood panels and gold in a lift.
I've
and
been
it doesn't
in that
smell
lift.
Of urine like many lifts do.
Well, I mean, that's...
I mean, it does now because I, you know...
You, of course.
Yeah.
Naturally, yes.
That's right. To do. So what did you make of Monaco? I mean, because it's such a strange place, isn't it?
I thought it was really cool, right near France. I speak French,
yep.
But it's like Canadian French. So
yeah, that's not the same as
recognized as French.
No.
No. I speak to them in French, they answer me in English. Monaco is really beautiful. I'm not a gambler, though, so I wouldn't be really into the casino thing. And I pay tax. So,
I don't know. Yeah.
But you have to have at least €1 million in your bank account to live there.
Do you have to apply to live there?
Yes. And they will not let you in unless you have at least $1 million liquid cash floating around.
So it's a but it doesn't expand though, does it? So is it a case of one dies
and
then another one in? Because it's quite a small place.
It's teeny tiny. It's exclusive. Yeah. It's the playground of the rich and famous, and so that's why we went.
Yeah,
so much fun. I mean, and I really loved the millionaires. I went to see the Frankels in Monaco, and they have a company that hosts yacht parties for the super rich so they can network and hang out with each other and feel safe and feel exclusive.
So did you get invited to any of the party? I mean, what were you sort of on the periphery or were you right in the center of all
this? I was at a party with Prince Albert.
Come on.
The man,
did you
not
ask
the
obvious
piercing.
Question? Yeah.
The man who owns EasyJet.
Oh, yeah, the Greek chap.
Stelios.
Yeah,
Stelios.
He was there.
Yeah, from the telly. Yeah.
Twerking on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Is that his name? Yeah, it is. Yeah,
Stelios, yeah.
And there were a lot of gorgeous young women there who I assume were millionaires as well.
Yeah,
just
of course they were.
Very thin and gorgeous.
So did you, I mean, how did you get accepted into the, this, I guess it is a community, isn't it, in that sense? Because do they all hang out together, the rich people?
They do. And I mean, I'm garbage. That was clear from the start. I wasn't there to change my own life. I was there to ask the questions that I thought the viewer would want to know. I'm just a really curious person.
Yeah.
So it was I think it's good to have a comedian in that role because you can charm and disarm to an extent, but there's a little bit of jeopardy because these people are so wealthy, they could easily have you chucked off a yacht or, I mean, chutz v'shalom, a private jet. That's not what I want. So I had to be, these people aren't teased very often. They don't have someone like me pushing for answers, being a little bit cheeky, being very forward.
Yeah.
How much money do you have? How'd you get it? Where is it? How much is that? How much is that? But I really got to know the characters. I think Channel 4 do such a great job of that. You fall in love when you watch Undateables or The Secret Life of Four-Year-Olds or First Dates. All those shows, I get to really know the characters. And the production team, CPL, they chose just some really cool, diverse people.
Were there any bits where they wanted you to stop filming or anything? Because you know, that's quite an intrusive. You know, the rich like to keep that stuff secret, and certainly the tax stuff and everything else. So
No, I mean, they were pretty transparent. Although there was one of them who kept saying things that I really just wish he wasn't telling me. And I think he was so rich, he knew that we weren't going to put it on the show. Just secrets and just all kinds of things. I was like, please don't tell me that. Please. I don't want to know the Illuminati things that you know.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, he really gave it. I heard some Hollywood stories. Yeah,
do you want to share any of them now?
I can't. Because what? He's smart. He knows that it'll be my head on the chopping block if I say it, not his. Wow. You know, it's a double-edged sword, this privilege.
Yeah.
Privilege to information.
Look, stay. We're going to take traffic and travel, okay? But we'll be back because we, you know, there's more to talk about because you're doing this thing with Jimmy Carr as well, of course.
I am.
Yeah. Speaking of, you know, tax avoiders.
He's my best friend.
I know.
They team him up with a single mom, and his tax avoidance and my challenges in this country even each other out. So I think we're fine.
All right. Well, we're talking a bit about that as well, and more about because you've got this Netflix special as well that came out on Valentine's
Day. I'm just really nailing it.
Yeah, kind of everywhere.
Yeah,
I think you're overexposed.
I think so too.
Yeah, but we'll carry on exposing you. Hey, Violet, we've got to take Traffic and Travel now. Do you want to introduce it? Do you want to go? You're listening to Talk Radio. Traffic and Travel's next.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Go for it. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Say it.
You say that.
I'm listening to Talk Radio.
Traffic and Travel is next.
Traffic and Travel is next.
There it is. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Every Friday morning on the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, find out what happens when you push an ordinary radio producer from the West Midlands to the limit.
Join me, breakfast show producer Alex, as I step into the unknown and experience what the everyday can't.
Find out where being a Royal Navy Reservist takes him. Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Nana's Magic Soup.
I'm looking after my grandson today. He's not feeling well and my daughter's at work. He's in the other room lying on the sofa feeling sorry for himself. Poor little thing. So I'm cooking something to make him feel better. It's lots of stuff he doesn't normally like. Carrots, onions, peppers. Until I put them all in the blender, add some coconut milk and turn them into a bowl of Nana's Magic Soup.
Thanks, Nana.
You're very welcome, my love.
Find Nana's Magic Soup recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
All right, Steve, you're looking well.
Yeah, well, I'm lifting a lot more.
Working hard. Looking good, eh?
Yeah, and business is on the up.
Oh, so what brought all this on?
Well, she's Italian.
Nice.
And large, actually.
Well, there's a lot to be said for
She can carry a lot, too.
Right. She's a van, isn't she?
Save up to £13,000 off list price at the Fiat Professional Knockout Sales Event. Hurry, this offer must end 31st of March. Get down to your local dealer now. Terms and conditions apply. Saving refers to discount on all Ducato long wheelbase models from 27545, excluding VAT at 20%, delivery and RFL. Visit fitprofessional.co.uk for more information.
Take advantage every day with Sky Bet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Duvan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the the post or way behind the field. We'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
20th Century Fox presents...
The world is not the same.
Logan is a superhero movie like no other.
Mutants, they're gone now.
Critics are united. It's one of Hugh Jackman's greatest performances.
I am not what you think I am.
You could have it all.
It's exceptional filmmaking, bloody and bold.
I would find
the best Wolverine yet.
This is what life looks like. You should take a moment. You still have time.
Logan, in cinemas now. Rated 15.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays getting into Swansea at the moment with the A483 Carmarthen Road blocked inbound because of an accident. Two vehicles involved in that. Long delays for the northbound M1 through Northamptonshire. Two lanes are out between junctions 18 for Rugby and 19 for Catford and the M6 after an accident. Queues back to junction 16. The A5 away from the M1 is really suffering as a result of that as well. The M45 towards Coventry from the M1 has reopened, but there's trouble in Farmer in East Sussex. Farmer Hill, the A27, is blocked westbound because of emergency repairs. I'm Jarena Adams.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. We're with Catherine, Ryan and Violet is with us as well this afternoon. Hi, Violet.
Hi.
Hi there. Hi. You should be doing the interview. You should be interviewing your mum.
I mean, we shouldn't have spoken to Violet at all, really, because she's meant to be in school. She wasn't feeling well.
Awkward.
And here she is.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we won't get you into too much trouble. But this is life. This is experience, right? This is better than school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? I knew it was, yeah. So we're talking to Catherine about the new series, which is on Channel 4, How'd You Get So Rich? But we're also going to talk about other stuff. And what I was going to ask you about, because I know you've got a... there was that bottom thing on Twitter. Is that the bottom thing? Do you want to talk us through the bottom thing? Because then I've got a question that come off the back of the bottom thing.
The bottom thing. Yeah. All right. We did a show on Channel 4 called Fake News, which I know you're a fan of fake news.
Yeah.
We had to make something up that would hopefully get a lot of attention, and whoever got the most attention would get the points, the invisible points on the show. There's no trophy, but you like to win.
Yeah.
And so I said that I got a Brazilian bum lift. A BBL, which is a very popular celebrity surgery, I believe, at the moment, though nobody's admitting to it. And then I photoshopped a picture of my bum, put some bruises on there, stretched it out really big. And it was interesting, the response that it got.
You got quite a lot of response off that, yeah.
Of course I did.
Yeah.
Because women are held to a certain standard still of beauty, a cartoonish standard, and they're meant to meet that and never age, and how dare they, for shame, if they do something about it and go to a plastic surgeon's office. So I knew that that would be the kind of thing that I would click on if I saw it.
And there it was.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, what was the fallout from it? Did you win the points for that?
I did.
Yeah, of course you did.
Oh, because it got picked up by all these tabloid magazines and other, you know, women's lifestyle magazines, whatever they're called.
What do you make of this Emma Watson? Have you been following this?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you make of that?
Well, so your listeners know what's going on.
They do, really, yeah, because we were talking about it earlier, one of our presenters kind of got involved, Julia Hartley Brewer.
She very much got involved.
And kind of this whole thing started. But you know, she made the point that Emma Watson, who sort of posed, not quite topless, but, you know, in Vanity Fair, and she was saying, why isn't that the same as if you do it in The Sun? And obviously Emma Watson, you know, there's a bit debate about feminism opening up around it. I just wonder where your stance was.
Oh, you want to know my stance?
Yeah,
okay,
your stance.
Well, I feel for everybody because I know that journalists are under a lot of pressure to write an article with a headline that receives a lot of clicks.
Yeah.
And so they have to be very opinionated, and it's good to take a black and white position on certain things when really there's all kinds of gray area in the middle. And I understand, as a feminist, of course I am, that women in certain parts of the world still don't have a voice and they're objectified and sexualized, and that's bad. But I think once you do have a voice, and Emma Watson is someone who's not for decoration, she has loads of political things to say,
yep,
then it is absolutely your choice if you want to take your shirt off and walk down the street or pose in Vanity Fair and very tasteful. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's not the same as being in the sun. Those women don't have a voice. Those women are for decoration only. Look at me. That's a very, like a male-skewed, I don't know, underrepresentation of everything that a woman is. But
yeah,
if Emma Watson or any other lady wants to take her top off, she should be able to do that. Unless she's breastfeeding on a bus. And then I'm outraged. Keep it at home, love.
We all are.
Where you belong.
Put it away.
Absolutely.
And we don't want to see milky ones.
It's a contentious issue. I just think we need to stop telling other women how to live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In terms of, speaking of which, right, is this true that you worked for and indeed trained Hooters waitresses?
So Hooters is not topless. I know that in the
UK. No, that's right, it's not. No.
Yeah, but women absolutely at Hooters are for decoration.
Yeah.
It's like a cheerleader style of white vest, orange shorts. I was 18 years old when I started working there, and I actually loved it there.
Yeah.
It was this matriarchy where I met incredible young women, and we were all best friends. We ran the restaurant, and the smartest of us made the most money, had the best like banter, lads. I wouldn't work there now. I mean, I wouldn't be invited to work there now.
Yeah.
But
I like that you came over to, because this was in Canada, presumably.
It was.
Yeah. So when you came over, but you worked in a training center for, is that right?
There's no training center, so they take the best of the girls.
Yeah, it's like Top Gun.
Me, obviously, yes.
Yeah.
And then if you have a rapport with the other waitresses and you're good at your job and you can take a lot of tables and be responsible, you become a corporate trainer.
Yeah.
Because you're meant to have the same experience at any Hooters in the world, the one in Shanghai, the one in Costa Rica, the one in Nottingham, the one in
California. There was one in Nottingham.
Yeah,
no,
I
didn't.
I opened that one, and
did
I went
you?
Over to train the girls and teach them the songs. We have songs.
Yeah, I was coming to that.
Yeah.
You have songs?
Yeah.
Tell me a song.
So if you're about to get married, then we stand you up in a chair and we say, Hooters has a single man about to wear a wedding band. Soon he's going to tie the knot. That's too bad because he's so hot. And then we go, too bad, so sad. And then we shake and say, look at what you could have had.
Wow.
Awful, right?
That's great.
I didn't write the song.
No, no. If you had, they would have been better.
I would have done just a grime piece, I feel. But look, at 18 years old, I really believed that the best thing that you could be was quiet and reserved and soft and pretty. And it took me a while to realize that you should just be yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing now. I'm so lucky to be in a position where, I mean, I can be my true, authentic self.
Yeah,
John.
I know. Can you talk us through how you started in comedy then? Because in terms of, you know, because that's not a leap, but you must have always had an interest in it. And what was your kind of route in?
I valued comedy from the time I was a little baby, but I didn't know that I could do it. I didn't even consider it. But there was a stand-up comedy club next to the Hooters.
Yeah.
In Toronto.
Okay.
And so I would just go over there and do the amateur nights the same way that you would go to a gym, but not necessarily have aspirations to be a professional athlete.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just went. I just thought it was fun.
Yeah.
And then slowly I met people there. I found that this was really where I was most comfortable. I had the most like-minded peers. And then I started doing more comedy and less Hooters.
Yeah.
Which was handy because with comedy, you get more experience. You get better and more valuable with age. And with being a decoration, I mean, that is a depreciating asset.
Yeah.
I'm doing this instead.
And with huge success. And so this, the thing with Jimmy Carr then, this is, now this is a revival of that Your Face or Mine program. When was that first on?
Oh, Jimmy did that
it was
in the late 90s, early
2000s. Yeah, so I remember it, yeah.
With June Sarpong,
that's
who's
right.
Amazing. And they've brought it back for Comedy Central.
Okay.
Because we live in this age of dating apps and making judgments on people's looks with a swipe of a screen. Not that I'm on any dating apps or ever would be, but it's a little bit like a comedy roast. Comedy Central are really famous for that style, that language of comedy. And Jimmy, of course, is famous for that as well. And this is couples come in and they have these big egos. They think they are so beautiful and we kind of create a little animosity in the relationship. They have to decide who's better looking of the two of them. It's all about looks. It's totally shallow, but it's in a safe space where we understand that it's shallow and evil.
Because that's the whole point of the program, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's high octane. I mean, I'm the nice guy on that show.
Well, I suppose next to Jimmy, you probably would be, yeah. Look, we're about out of time.
Okay.
That's gone fast, hasn't it? It's gone fast,
right? I had a lovely time.
Yeah.
Did you have a nice time as well?
Yeah, I want to say something about my mum's show.
Please do.
Why do they bring in, you know, like, who looks better, your face or mine? Why do they bring in people's ex-boyfriends or ex-girlfriends?
Oh, honey, that's to make them sad and angry. That's why we do that. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Violet, thank you very much. That was the best question. I don't know why
it's
I did this.
Question.
That was the best question. I couldn't beat that.
It's inflammatory, Violet. We do it for ratings.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. It's very shallow.
It's naughty, Violet.
Good. Have you ever watched your mum doing stand-up comedy?
A couple of times.
A couple of times. Is she a bit rude?
I heard to say swear words on the shows.
Anyway, back to school with you.
Yeah, that's
it.
Good. Thank you very much for coming in, Catherine.
Thank you.
Catherine Ryan there. And the Channel 4 thing's tonight.
It begins tonight, 10 p.m. on Channel 4. How'd you get so rich?
There we go. Thanks very much indeed for coming in. Catherine Ryan and Violet there. What's your creature's name?
Toffee.
Toffee the rabbit?
Yeah.
Nice. Good. All right, then. In the next half an hour of the programme, we will bring you Drunk People canvas for their opinions on the week's news as we got them over the weekend. That is in a feature called Alco Vox Pops as they staggered out of clubs and bars. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock, and you can win some meat in a game of Band or Dead Racehorse. All on the way on the show this afternoon. It's 2:30. Tanya's here with the news next.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Unions and ministers both say they're cautiously optimistic about the sale of Vauxhall to the French owner of Peugeot and Citroën. PSA Group says it doesn't need to shut plants and it trusts Vauxhall employees in Luton and Ellesmere Port to continue turning the business around. It signalled UK jobs are safe for now, but no guarantees have been given for the longer term. John Cooper's worked at Ellesmere Port for more than 40 years.
If PSA want to sell cars in the United Kingdom and vans, they're going to have to keep the United Kingdom plants at Vauxhall's Ellesmere Port and Vauxhall's Luton open building vehicles.
A zoo in Cumbria has had its application for a new licence rejected after almost 500 animals died there in 3 years. Inspectors who visited South Lake Safari in January say they were dismayed by the lack of proper welfare and husbandry. A chilling ad campaign by anti-terror police is trying to encourage us to report suspicious activity.
We suddenly knew where the bomb was.
If you see anything suspicious, act on it. Call police.
Security services say 13 plots have been stopped in the UK since June 2013, some as a result of public information. And figures show a third of the most high-risk investigations by counter-terrorism officers are held by tip-offs. Iraq will be removed from a list of countries in Donald Trump's latest 90-day travel ban. The US president will sign a new executive order this afternoon, believed to affect six mainly Muslim countries. And in sport, Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger insists reports of a training ground argument involving Alexis Sanchez and his teammates are completely false. It's been claimed the forward walked out of a session, which led to a row with some other players. The weather, mainly dry across the UK, with some sunshine around. Pretty windy at times, though, and the high 10 Celsius.
Thank you, Tanya. And in 1 hour's time, bonus news. Now, the reason, I know, I'm sure you're familiar with the reason, Tanya, but the reason, of course, is that the news bulletins became much shorter. What, 6 months ago, maybe?
Yeah, about that, I think.
Do we know why? No one really said. They were just... they used to be 3 minutes, now they're two.
Yeah.
So to make the time up, because we know you guys get paid the same.
Yes.
So we thought we'd make the time by bringing in bonus news, which is animal, vegetable or mineral news on consecutive days. Today, animal news.
Today is animal news, yes.
In an hour's time.
Mm.
Good. It makes Victoria sort of far too excited. So,
she's having a great time in Costa Rica.
She is, isn't
she? I'm so jealous.
With animals.
Yeah.
She's doing some research.
Yeah, probably. There better be good animal news when she gets back, frankly. Right, okay, we'll do that. And in the next bit of the programme, as I say, we will... we talked to Sophie as well, work experience punditry. There will be a work experience. It's Sophie. She'll be in here reviewing television. We tell her it's to get her a leg up in the industry, to give her an all-important first step on the ladder to a broadcasting career. The actual truth of the matter is that that's a lie, and we just get her in because we don't have to pay her. TV reviews with Sophie next on Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And we are raising the tone for the very next Full Set Breakfast. More tea, please, Jenkins, because we are joined, boys and girls, lords and ladies, by a member of the staff from Downton Abbey. So we must mind our P's and Q's. All that and BCP, better call Paul with your thoughts on the big burning current affairs issue of the day. It's Talk Radio with me, Paul Ross. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, just before we talk to Sophie about the television and stuff, let us give you a little insight into the world of Cornelius and his... There's an occasional series where something happens in Cornelius's flats that he lives in, that his parents own the entire building.
No, they don't.
Okay. And you've met the odd neighbour. We've learned about how you scared one through a door by appearing to be sinister. You know, we've heard all these tales. But now we've got a stroppy letter, haven't we?
Well, me and my flatmate went away for the weekend, and we came back to find a note on our door.
Yeah.
And you've got it there.
Shall I read it out?
Yeah.
Dear neighbours. That's you.
This is genuinely true. Yeah, this is stuck to our door.
Yeah, was it specifically your door?
Only our door.
So not the... I thought it was like the communal... Your door.
My front door.
Oh, wow. Okay, good. Dear neighbours, some people living here are really swear-worded off about the way you close your door when coming / leaving. Closing is usually the wrong term to describe this. Slamming is mostly the better term. If your door is broken, repair it. Or used to close in a way, not bothering your neighbour. That breaks down grammar-wise there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Terrible. And kindly give this info to your visitors too. Greetings and peace. Not signed.
Yeah, I think that's their names, isn't it? Greetings and peace.
The solicitors.
Yeah.
Or cops.
Yeah.
Get me greetings and peace in here!
But no, that was a note stuck to our door over the weekend, anonymously, by one of our neighbours, but we're pretty sure we know who it is.
Do you?
Because there's only one other flat on our floor.
Yeah.
We're pretty sure it's not them.
Right.
Because they're very nice, Brad and Trish.
Brad and Trish should put their names, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Or they'd just tell me in the morning on the way to the station.
Yeah, but if it's not Brad and Trish... Right, then how do greetings and peace know which one your flat is if they're not on your floor?
Flat 5
yeah.
have a private stairway, so they have their bedroom almost directly next to our front door.
Right, but it's on a different floor. Wait, what?
Yeah, but the bedroom's on our floor.
Oh, I understand.
But their front door's on the floor below.
So they know it's you.
Also, for the first 6 months, we didn't realise that there was a room there, so we were being quite loud.
Yeah, okay.
So we've had a noise complaint from them before, but this was in person. But this one, now they've resorted to anonymous notes. But I think it's completely unfair.
Yeah.
Because it's a building where all the front doors are the exact same, and they all make the exact same noise.
Yeah.
I've recorded... our door shutting.
Okay.
Can we see if you think this is loud?
All right.
That's me opening it.
Yeah. I think that's fine. I honestly don't know what they're worried about. I mean,
I know.
You know, and that's closing it gently. What's wrong with these people? You know, a bit of tolerance for your neighbours, isn't it?
I know. People aren't fair.
No.
But we're not sure really what to do about it.
Well, I was thinking about this. And I think what we do now is we enlist help. Because this needs a note back.
I'd rather not leave a note.
No,
I don't want to stoop to their level.
We're not going to let it lie.
What I wanted to do was just make the door quiet. And not have to face it. Because I think it's quite a big bloke who lives in flat 5.
That's all the more reason why we're going to write a note to him this afternoon. So, what we need your help with, please, is what Cornelius should respond and stick to the big bloke's door.
To greetings,
to greetings or peace, whatever his name is, right? And be as offensive as you like, because what will be because Cornelius is going to have to stick it to and record what happens.
For what do you mean record what on the road? Me just sticking a...
Well, he might punch me in the face louder than that door slam. I don't know. Well, so here's the letter again. If you're missing it, dear neighbours. So you could start yours off with that, dear neighbours, and they've put some people living here are really. Off about the way you close your door when coming and leaving. Closing is usually the wrong term to describe this. It's not even written this, is it? Slamming is mostly the better term. If your door is broken, - repair it or use to close in a way. Not bothering your neighbours. And then, for no reason at all, there's half a sentence, just says, and kindly give this info to your visitors too. Greetings and peace. So that's what you're responding to. Be as forthright as you wish, because it's only Cornelius that's going to get hurt. So, but that's what we're looking at. Okay, so I think we'll do this through the week. By the end of the week, or you know, as the time goes on, we'll just make the best. Might be that we make a compilation of people's suggestions as to what you can write, write back to. To what number flat are they in? Flat five.
Flat five.
Dear neighbours in flat five.
Well, we don't definitely know it's them. It could be either, you know, flats 1 to 6 or 8.
Well, would you like to put the note on every door?
I just know, because I don't want to drag people into. I don't want to put any notes on any doors.
Well, that's happening. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At All Radio on Twitter.
Please don't take part in this.
And in the next bit of the programme, we will be talking to Sophie with Work Experience Punditry. Listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Hurt.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
With BMW navigation and real-time traffic information as standard, the BMW 1 Series helps to keep you clear of the congestion and connected to the open road. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Clive, what's doing, Wolf? Whale music? You must be one stressed-out private landlord.
Yes, I am.
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out.
Oh.
So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with rent guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional cover as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria and cover limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Take advantage every day with Sky Bet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Duvan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's delays getting into Swansea. The A483 Carmarthen Road is closed as you head into town because of an accident. You're still queuing on the northbound M1 through Northamptonshire after earlier problems between 18 Rugby and 19 for Catthorpe and the M6. All the restrictions have been lifted, but the congestion tailing back to around junction 16. If you're moving around Gloucester, you may get caught up in delays on the A40 around the Elmbridge Court roundabout as work continues there. And through Farmer in East Sussex, the A27 Farmer Hill is still blocked westbound for emergency repair work. I'm Jarena Adams.
eBay has every kind of part to help your car pass its MOT.
Son, come and have a look at the car. There's a few things I've fixed ahead of its MOT. I've topped up the washer bottle.
Screen wash.
I've replaced the wipers.
Windscreen wipers.
I've sorted the indicators.
Light bulbs.
And press that.
Horns. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of parts and accessories to help you get your car MOT ready. The ultimate pass your MOT first time shop.
Jerry!
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show right here only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show this Saturday from midnight only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, I am John Holmes. We've been looking at the news, by the way, today, and what we've noticed is that it is quite complicated. I don't know whether you'd spotted that.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't, actually, but that's fine, because we're here with short-form Oriental verse. That's right, we present five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables again. It's the news in haikus.
For Trump to prove phone tapping scandal. For once, Piers Morgan keeps shtum.
In haiku! By the way, first good idea in for your door slamming issue, Cornelius.
No,
from
is
Beth,
it?
This is. If you have a communal area, buy earplugs and leave them there with a note saying, defend your ears from slamming doors, donation optional. It's a good start. Anyway, Sophie's here. Look, she's part of Work Experience Punditry because she's a work experience. Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
How are you this week?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay,
yes.
Then.
How are you?
Yeah, we're all right, thanks. Yeah, thanks for asking. Now, you are here under the misapprehension that this is a stepping stone to a career in broadcasting, of course.
Yes.
When really it's not that, it's just that you're free.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but you've been reviewing television for us, as you do on a Monday. What have you been watching with your inexpensive eyes?
Well, lots of new things this week.
Yes.
First up, as you know, The Nightly Show. Every night.
Yes, we noticed that was on, yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, on Monday, they got Doc Martin, or Martin Clunes, who sort of sat on the sofa and was asked some average questions about commissions and how it was all going.
Yes.
So that was average.
Fun, yes.
Good bang for the new nightly show.
Yeah, next day.
Next day was Catherine Ryan, who stole the whole week.
Yes, she did.
And I'm
she
not
did.
Even...
I should have asked her about that. I didn't think to ask her about it. She was in because we were too busy talking about rich people.
What are you going to ask her?
What?
That show you're on. What, isn't it crap?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Williams, he's unpleasant, isn't he? Yeah.
Well, she stole the show the whole week, in my opinion.
Yep.
Her five-minute performance was... the only thing that actually really grabbed me throughout the week of the whole nightly show.
Yes, Williams, dear oh dear.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, you're not alone in this. Most of the world agree with you. Anyone who's seen this, and the figures, the viewing figures collapsed through the floor.
Yes, I have them here, actually.
Oh, go on, do share.
Monday night was 2.9 million.
Yep.
Obviously, people wanted to see how it was. And then it sort of dropped to 1.4 by Thursday.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, they're changing... I mean, it's John Bishop tonight, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you rate that any higher? I mean, do we know the guests or anything for tonight?
The only one that has been released is Roger Daltrey is on tonight.
Roger Daltrey. All right, well, that's quite a good name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's pretty iconic, Roger Daltrey, isn't he? So he'll be presumably promoting the Teenage Cancer Trust gigs that The Who and Roger are heavily involved in. But, you know, It just wasn't very good, was it?
No, and they're trying to grasp a younger audience, and it's just a bit too try-hardy.
Yeah, Roger Daltrey will nail that.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, here's someone your dad likes.
Yeah. It's very corny, it's very cheesy, and it's kind of all...
Is that part and package of the Williams week, though? Because he's very corny and cheesy, so will this week be more John Bishop-themed, do you reckon?
We'll have to see. They have this sort of catchphrase, well, they have had for the last week, which is... let's get on with the show.
It's not a great catchphrase, is it?
Not good.
Catchphrase is good.
And they say it every day.
Yeah.
The one thing I did really like is that the guests get to choose what song they walk on to the stage with.
Yep.
Which I think is good, because I don't think normally guests get to choose that.
What would you choose if you were walking onto a stage?
Oh, no. I don't know. That's a really difficult question.
This is a difficult question, yeah.
I can't answer that.
Can't you? Do you need time for that?
Upbeat. Yeah, I need to, that is like a few hours to sort of think through.
All right.
Do you have one?
No, it's quite good to walk on stage to Muse. That gets you G'd up.
Which one though?
Oh, there's so many good bombastic Muse tunes to choose from. But I'll have a look at it tonight, see if it's improved any, I suppose. But
yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
But the other hosts that are coming.
Yes, so the week after this week is Davina McCall.
No, that doesn't bode well.
She is.
Yeah.
I mean, what? I don't understand how she, because they do like opening monologues in that. How is Davina McCall going to deliver a stand-up comedy monologue? I just do not see that at all. She's not funny.
She'll giggle and shout.
Oh. Awful.
Mel and Sue will be good though.
Yeah. They'll be great.
They're the week after, and then after them is Gordon Ramsay.
Christ
no!
alive!
So we'll see.
No, Mel and Sue, fine. Mel and Sue are funny.
Has Gordon Ramsay done anything other than cooking shows?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Anyway, all right. What else are we talking about?
Next is Broadchurch.
Okay, so this is why the Nightly Show got its big lead-in viewing figure. Because it was people watching Broadchurch last Monday before it was on.
Ah,
I think that was
It's Monday at 9
right.
till 10.
Yeah, then the night show. So yeah, Broadchurch. So did you watch? Well, obviously that's what you're doing.
I did watch it.
So
yes.
Go on.
It was very emotional to watch. Actually, quite numbing. Very good performances. The first episode, they have a sexual assault case, and it's right from the aftermath, so you don't see the attack, and it's just how the police and the individual deal with it and the procedures involved.
All right, let's have a clip. This is Broadchurch. Is this from the clip from last Monday night?
I believe so.
Okay, this is Broadchurch on ITV.
DS Miller at D.I. Hardy, Wessex Police. Could we have a chat, please?
Well, okay, right. Ed, can I have a couple of minutes? These people need a word.
Can you not see she's on shift?
D.I. Hardy, DS Miller, Wessex Police, who are you?
Ed Burnett, this is my shop. What's it concerning?
Ed.
It sounds her.
Can you make it quick?
No. Can we talk in private?
Yeah. One of your staff members, Trish Winterman, she won't be in for a while, personal reasons.
Why am I hearing this from you?
Thanks for letting us borrow Kath.
Oh, I've got Lenny Henry in it.
Is that Lenny Henry?
Yeah. That's Lenny Henry.
I did not recognise him.
That's Lenny Henry in it there, obviously. So, you know... Then rightly so, Lenny calls for diversity, but then gets himself cast in his programs. Anyway, so that's Broadchurch. I thought it was all right. I was a bit annoyed about the camera work.
Oh, really? I didn't notice.
Did you not?
No.
It was all like handheld.
But then they also used drones, which I quite liked.
Did they?
Yeah, when they're going over the sort of scenic landscape.
But I found it a bit, a bit amateur, and I think it was shot on digital, so it just looked a bit too like Casualty does. You know, it didn't have that filmic quality that it used to have, and dramas that have, and so it just looked a bit cheap, I think. I don't know. I found it a bit jarring.
I watched it online, so that might have been... I just ignored that, maybe thinking that my internet was a bit dodgy.
Yeah.
So,
but did it for you? Did it? Was it up there with the series 1 and 2?
Yes, actually, I'm definitely going to watch more of it for sure. I just like it because it's kind of the opposite to the sort of grimy city type drama detectives that you get. So it's kind of that bad things happen to good people in lovely places as well, not just in the sort of darkness of the streets in the city.
Yeah.
So yeah, no,
but it's good. I mean, it's one of those ones where people saying it's a bit of a cliche, but true. That the location is a star as well, isn't it? Because it's just such a magnificent, that sweeping cliff and all that kind
it
of
is
stuff. And you know, Olivia Colman's brilliant. David Tennant's brilliant as well in it.
Yeah, the one thing I have been watching quite a lot of Peep Show recently, so I couldn't quite get her character Sophie out of my head.
That's quite a confusing.
Which did kind of ruin bits of it. Because I was like, oh, I'm relating you back to who you are in Peep Show, and that's just so inappropriate right now.
It would be wrong for that to do that. But she's...
But she is great in it.
Yeah, and incredibly versatile, as we know. Broadchurch, then, Series 3 continues tonight, I presume?
Yes, at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. How many are in this? 6? I've just asked a question you don't know the answer to.
I don't know the answer to that, no.
Okay, fine.
I can make it up.
Yeah, make it up.
7?
Thank you. Right, next...
New Top Gear.
Oh.
Again.
I didn't even know this was back.
No, neither did I until I saw it this morning. Oh. And I decided
to review
it. Do you
reckon that's on purpose?
Yeah.
What, they've really gone soft on the... I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that
but
made a big thing
they might be trying to sort of... Because they didn't want the pressure that the last series had, which was, here it comes,
yeah.
Here's Top Gear, everyone watch it and then cast your opinion of it.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going back, basically, they're trying to get the word of mouth to build it up again.
I mean,
I reckon that might be
what
happened.
Was it good?
Well, I think it was better than Chris Evans.
Well, that wouldn't be difficult. I mean, the next one we'll be hearing that Chris Evans is hosting the nightly show or something horrific. I imagine.
Goodness
that.
Me.
Let's have a clip. This is Top Gear. This is last night, isn't it?
Yeah.
BBC Two.
All right, this is it. Let the high mileage begin. Now, this is what I call easy miles. Nice and soft terrain, not too hard on the car. The hell was that? I've become wildly loose. I don't know if it's that bar on the back or what.
In fact, it was worse. And with no time to lose, the Mercedes needed the delicate touch of a professional.
There's Lenny Henry in there as well. That doesn't make me want to watch it.
It's Top Gear. It's exactly the same as all the other ones because that's what they've bought. They've bought the format and they do the same thing. So they get into some cars and then they drive in a different country and then things go wrong with the cars and then they have to fix the cars. And then they joke about it and then they continue on their drive.
Mm. What was good about Top Gear, though, was the relationship between Clarkson, Hammond and May.
Yes.
And I would argue that was all that was... That's the whole thing was built around them. So to take them out and just give it to Matt LeBlanc and the two other guys, they changed the presenters because what's her name? Sabine Racing Driver was a presenter on the last series.
Yeah.
Is she still in it?
No. Now it is Matt still in it, and then there's Chris Harris, who is the journalist and racing driver, and he was also presenting the Extra Gear spin-off with Rory Reid, who is now also on Top Gear.
Right.
Rory Reid was the guy from the public auditions, wasn't he, I believe?
Ooh.
Remember when when Chris Evans launched it and they went, and we're having public auditions for one of the presenters, and he won it.
Is that how David Williams got the nightly show?
but he's still on it.
Right.
It's amazing.
Well, Rory Reid was doing the Sky's Gadget Geeks show.
Probably wasn't him then.
No, not him.
So
then.
I'm not sure if it was.
So just
I wonder what happened to that guy.
Yeah. So
The Sun said, which I quite liked, they said that they're a tribute act to the previous trio and said that they're just wannabe Clarksons and the gang, but actually they're more like two Richard Hammonds and one American James May. And I quite like that as a quote.
Yes, it doesn't bode well for it though, does it?
Not particularly.
No. Do we know the viewing figures yet?
No.
No, they should be around. We could probably find them. They should be around.
Probably could.
In time now. But it'll be interesting to see what happens, because obviously we've had the Grand Tour since then on Amazon with the original trio. Now, that came in for a bit of flack because it did feel a bit forced at times, because the mistake I think they made on that was they tried to force the comedy angle too much, whereas what was good about Top Gear in its heyday was just like three bumbling idiots messing up, whereas now it's sort of a bit too contrived, I think, in many ways.
And they're trying to take the Mickey out of the whole BBC and things like that, and it's sort of very forced, like the whole celebrity thing, that they can't have celebrities on the show because it's too similar to the format of Top Gear, so they get celebrities to not come in, and that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really work.
It's this series has got 2 million fewer viewers than last year's series opener with Chris Evans.
Right.
But as I said, that was really, really hyped by the BBC.
And then
it all just fell off, didn't it?
Yeah.
But this one, it's been fairly quiet, hasn't
it? Yeah, I mean, I've seen some trails on TV, but I have no idea that it was back as of now. But
I think that was a good move by them.
Yeah. Sophie, thank you.
That's fine.
Thank you very much.
No,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, though.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. In the next bit of the programme, the big debate, of course, just after 3 o'clock. That's happening, isn't it? We're giving away some meat in a game of banned or dead racehorse. If you'd like to have a go at that, you can win a chicken. It's dead also. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk. Talk.
And also, drunk people, canvass for their opinion on the week's news. We were out finding them over the weekend as they staggered out of clubs and pubs and bars. But what did they think about the week's news while insensible from the demon Jägermeister? Find out on Talk Radio this afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Take advantage every day with Skybet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Doovan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Skybet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Divorce can be expensive. It affects your finances, assets, home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. It's probably one of the toughest times you'll ever go through. Cordell and Cordell understands these issues and helps men maximise their roles in their children's lives. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
You're the backbone of our business. Strong, reliable, plus you look great. And you're really well built.
Oh, cheers, Steve.
Not you, Terry.
The Renault Traffic with 4 years 0% APR, servicing, roadside assistance, up to 4 years warranty and 3 Watt Van Awards. Make it part of your team. Visit a Renault Pro Plus specialist dealer to find out more. Business users and participating dealers only. Minimum deposit of 20%. Renault Finance hire purchase. Register by 31st of March. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Ah, Green Sleeves, a classic. Penned by Henry VIII for his beloved wife Anne Boleyn. And after listening to this synth version while hanging on the phone, you too may experience a pain in the neck. Thankfully, if you're not a fan of Tudor Electra Hold music, you can now do your tax online instead of on the phone. The new personal tax account from HMRC is quick, easy and secure and lets you check your tax and update your details online. See yours today at gov.uk/personal-tax-account.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Ah, just after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Here's Tanya with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, unions cautiously optimistic about Vauxhall deal. Plus, Trump to sign new travel ban later. And fewer people are watching Top Gear.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Unions and ministers both say they're cautiously optimistic about the sale of Vauxhall to the French owner of Peugeot and Citroën. PSA Group says it doesn't need to shut plants and it trusts Vauxhall employees in Luton and Ellesmere Port to continue turning the business around. It signalled UK jobs are safe for now, but no guarantees have been given for the longer term. John Cooper's worked at Ellesmere Port for more than 40 years.
If PSA want to sell cars in the United Kingdom and vans, they're going to have to keep the United Kingdom plants at Vauxhall's Ellesmere Port and Vauxhall's Luton open building vehicles.
A zoo where almost 500 animals died within 3 years has lost its licence. Councillors rejected an application by bosses at South Lake Safari Zoo in Cumbria to renew its permits. Nicola O'Brien from the Captive Animals Protection Society is pleased, but says she's worried about a new firm trying to take over the attraction.
We also need to really strongly oppose that
application as well to make sure this zoo closes down, because in our opinion, what else more does a zoo have to do before they will shut its gates and rehome the animals to somewhere safer?
Security services have thwarted 13 potential terrorist attacks in the UK since June 2013. An ad campaign's being rolled out from today to get people to report suspicious activity. Iraq will be removed from a list of countries in Donald Trump's latest 90-day travel ban. The US president will sign a new executive order this afternoon, believed to affect six mainly Muslim countries. And the first episode of the latest series of Top Gear was watched by 2 million fewer people than the debut programme of the previous series. An average of 2.8 million people tuned in to see the latest lineup of Matt LeBlanc, Chris Harris and Rory Reid as hosts of the motoring show. The figures, though, don't take into account anyone watching on catch up.
Talk Radio National Weather.
It's mainly dry across the UK with some sunny spells, windy at times with a high 10 Celsius.
Thank you very much, Tanya, for that.
You're welcome.
You're back in half an hour with bonus news.
Bonus news, 30 minutes.
Yeah, today, animal news.
Animal news, animal yes. News.
All right, so in the absence of Victoria, who normally gets giddy with excitement at animal news, Tanya's going to be giddy with excitement with it today.
I am. Do you want me to tell you some animals
little teasers,
featuring
now? Teasers with animal feature, yeah.
Okay, Shetland ponies.
Okay.
Mm. Kittens. That's it.
It sounds
that's
like
it.
You're just naming animals and then going to now Google Shetland ponies and
no,
kittens.
No, no,
it's
already been Googled.
Okay, good.
Cass has been helping me out. So, yeah.
Oh, dear. Sorry about that. As far as you can understand a word she says, the Northern Witch. Right, so, fine. She smells of an egg. Did you notice?
She smells lovely.
Of a, if you like an egg.
I love eggs.
Mm, there you go, then. Yeah. Right, love eggs, what? So, it's now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport live from that airport fight involving One Direction and a photographer and some girl fans.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger claims there's no truth in reports Alexis Sanchez was involved in a training ground bust-up with his teammates. It's claimed the forward walked out of a session, which was followed by a row, and that's why he didn't start Saturday's Premier League defeat at Liverpool. If such an incident did take place, Wenger didn't see it.
Completely false, but I understand that you have to feel the newspapers, and we respect that. When you don't win the games, it's not always down to real stories. We have to accept that, you know.
Chelsea can re-establish their 10-point advantage at the top of the Premier League this evening. They're away at London rivals West Ham, one of only four sides who've beaten the league leaders this season, albeit in the EFL Cup. Finally, boxing. Tony Bellew has told TalkSport his shock win over David Haye on Saturday may have been his last fight. Haye's had surgery on the Achilles injury he suffered during the bout, while Bellew broke his hand during proceedings. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you there. That's Ben with the sport live, pre-recorded sport, live from that One Direction fight in an airport in Los Angeles. You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll do the big debate next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. Radio. Okay, then. So today's poor quality texter involved music and cars because of the One Direction fight and the news that Peugeot are going to buy Vauxhall in a deal worth £1.9 billion. You have been smashing together music and cars. Really terrible ways. REO Volkswagen is possibly there in the, out front at the moment. I say. Jake Bugatti.
Andrew came in with that as well. Yeah.
Good, good. What else we got?
Andrew Higgins has gone in for Nissans with attitude.
That's good, that's good.
Itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot Lamborghini.
Right, good.
Don't get that.
Itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini is a song.
Okay, and Audi House.
Audi House.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's
song.
Really good.
Yeah. Tire straights.
Yeah, no, very good. Sonia's come in with Renault. There's no limit. Renault.
Renault and Renata you could have had, couldn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Anyway, keep those coming in for what that's worth. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word talk. Talk radio.
Right then, it is time for the big debate. Hermione from out of off of Harry Potter, then, has come under fire for bearing her bludgers, as one newspaper eloquently put it. I don't know. Using the lexicon of Harry Potter there. I honestly don't know what the fuss is about. It's not like she showed everyone her Chamber of Secrets, is it? Or her golden snitch. In fact, it was our resident witch here at Talk Radio, not Aspodcast, of course, the other one, Julia Hartley Brewer, who stirred the cauldron by suggesting that Emma Watson, the Emma Watson boob pick, was hypocritical, given her feminist stance. Feminists say Hermione is perfectly allowed to go topless because feminism is all about choice. A stance their critics say they didn't have over the page 3 of the Sun debacle or the Beachbody Ready posters that they called for to be banned. Personally, I think Hermione can do whatever she likes, frankly. If she wants to flash her hairy Hagrid at a camera, who are we to judge? And should we be inclined to? On the line, listening to me say inclined, is Benny, the caller Benny. Good afternoon, Benny.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling in. Now, you heard me
That's
say the word...
No worry.
No,
well, normally I call into Mike Clitheroe on Herring FM, but he has salmonella, so I called you instead.
Right, well, it's good to have you on. You heard me say the word inclined there, and you're calling, as I understand it, for an end to inclines of any kind. Is that right?
Yes, to put it as clearly as I can, I'm a decliner, which is to say an inclined denier.
Yeah.
Or one who is not inclined to not decline the deniable fact of inclines.
Right, and what is it specifically about inclines that that very much get your goat, if indeed you have a goat? I don't mean to be presumptuous.
I have a goat on a very flat area of land.
Yeah.
I am a fiercely enthusiastic recumbent, John, a velocipederist.
Yes.
An ally and friend to the bicycle. I am happiest when my weight is distributed comfortably
yes.
over a large area supported by my back and buttocks. Now, an incline can cause my adipose to tend southwards like treacle, and so my brain becomes fatless and I become sadly disoriented
yep.
and often end up in a ditch or yep. a special hospital.
Okay, well, just hold the line there, Benny, if you would, because I want to bring Ross in on this because he's heard you talking and he's called in with the opposing point of view. Hello, Ross.
Hello.
Hello, Ross, you all right?
Not too bad, how are you?
Yeah, we're all right, thank you. Yeah, not Benny, though. Benny can become disoriented when faced with an incline and end up in a ditch. What have you got to say about that? Because I think you're in favour of inclines.
Benny can do what?
Yep.
Benny can do what?
He can sometimes he falls in a ditch.
He falls in a ditch?
Yeah.
Do you, Benny? Benny? Is Benny there? Is he in a ditch now?
Hello, Benny?
I'm here. I'm here, Ross.
You fall in ditches, do you?
I do occasionally. Do you?
No, mate, no.
You've never fallen in a ditch, ever? Not in your life?
Don't go near him. I know what I'm doing with myself.
Yeah, but the danger, Ross, though, isn't it? If you are on an incline of any kind, if you're on an incline of any kind, it is possible for you to fall in a ditch, though. And that's what Benny's saying. If we get rid of inclines, then the problem is halved. Do you not agree with that?
I don't know. It depends where you stand, doesn't it?
Right. Well, what about?
I used to go to school with a guy who had an incline in his face, John.
Yeah. How did that work?
He fell on it. It didn't work at all, really.
Okay.
He got picked on, John.
Did he?
Yeah, he fell on a protractor once.
So,
hello?
Hello? You're still there?
He fell on a protractor, John.
Yeah, he fell on a protractor, yes.
He fell on it.
Did he? On the side
of... inclined his face, it did.
Yeah. Well, that surely would lead to what Benny is saying, in that if we need to get... we should get rid of inclines.
No, he's on a flat surface. He just fell on it. Hello?
Benny, do you want to come back on that?
I can get an edge in word ways.
Please do, get a try, because, this is a man, you know, I feel sorry for him, he fell on a protractor, but...
No, it wasn't me, I didn't fall on anything.
No, not you. I'm talking about your friend. It's fine.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if we get rid of inclines, then do... And he had an inclined face because of the protractor incident, is what I'm saying. What do you say?
What we should do, really, is get rid of protractors, John.
We'll save that for another day. Would you hammer it all flat, Benny?
Hammer it all flat?
You're not Benny. Benny, would you hammer it all flat? I mean, given
all
the...
All I want.
All the inclines.
All I want.
Yeah.
All I want, John, is to live in a world that is entirely flat, smooth, and hairless. I don't mind the old cliff,
yep.
apart from Mitchell Moore and Richard.
Yes.
But in my view, everything has its place. If it's not ramrod erect, then it needs to be completely unobtrusive, as
right.
my great Hans Dimple used to say, after one sherry too many.
Mm. How many inclines have you seen today, would you say, yes or no?
Who are you asking now, John? Are you asking me or are you asking Mr. Ross?
I'll ask Benny first. How many inclines have you seen today, yes or no?
Yes.
And Ross, same question to you.
Yes.
No.
Right. What about this? Now, it was back in the 20s, I think, when in America, you probably know that there was prohibition against inclines, and everyone wanted everywhere flat. But what that did, of course, was put these inclines into underground bars. It pushed it all underground, didn't it? And you had to go down, very much a decline in many ways to get there. But then there were just people in there, illegally, just walking up little slopes. And it pushed it all underground, but it didn't get rid of it. And I wonder, do you want to go back to the days when this just becomes illegal, Benny?
No. I was once invited by a friend to, do an incline or two.
Yeah.
And I refused. I think Thatcher had the right idea when she smashed the incliners.
Yeah,
with police on horses.
That's right. Well, back in the '80s, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Ross, what did you make of that? I mean, you must have, as an incline fan, certainly you must have thought that was appalling that Mrs. Thatcher did to the incliners.
I think so. Though. I don't think it was right.
No. What would you have done?
I mean, I wasn't really listening.
No.
But it wasn't right.
No. Are you calling for more inclines?
I do what?
Are you calling for more inclines?
More in what?
More.
More in?
More inclines.
More inclines? She used to live down the road from me.
How many more inclines would you like to see?
I don't know, John. How many have you got?
I've got eight.
You've got eight inclines?
Yeah.
You got any more? Hello?
No.
No more. No more inclines.
If eight inclines was on the table right now, would you accept that? If I had a table here with eight inclines on it, would you accept that? It's a very simple question.
Is it?
Answer the question.
You answer the question.
All right, steepness.
Who?
Steepness, Benny, in terms of inclines.
Steepness.
Put a number on the steepness of the incline between 1 and 10.
The steepness of the incline between 1 and 10?
Yeah.
So the incline that goes between 1 and 10?
Yeah.
And put a number on that?
Yeah.
But the number will just roll off the incline. There's no point.
So that's why you want it to be...
That's one of the reasons I'm really against them.
Yeah. Have you... These trials they're doing in Sweden?
Maureen?
Yeah. That what they're doing is... Sweden, because of people, Benny, that share your views, are trying to flatten Sweden completely. It's quite a mountainous country, but all the mountains have now been dismantled, and they've just fly-tipped all the mountains over the border in neighbouring Norway, and Sweden is completely flat. Everyone's been compulsorily given a spirit level. Wherever you go, you have to check the level of the floor. But is that something you'd like to see rolled out across Europe, Benny?
Rolled out, absolutely, yes. Rolled out would be the way to do it as well, using very large rollers across the entirety of Europe. Why not?
Yeah.
Flatten
it. I suppose if they wanted to see how flat it was, they could put a protractor down, but then it's talking dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah. Did he fall on the edge of the protractor or the flat surface of the protractor?
I don't know, John. He couldn't tell us.
No.
He couldn't speak about it.
No.
We tried to get it out of him, but, you know, it was all angled.
Yeah. It's a shame. It's a shame, really. That
it's a shame.
That happened.
There's someone laughing there, which I think is not very nice, John.
No. What would you make of putting a fulcrum? So, if there was an incline, let's say there's an incline, right? Okay, Benny.
Go on.
And Ross. There's an incline. Now, what if you put a fulcrum in the middle? So, it was an incline, but as you walked up it, it became a decline because it tipped the other way. What if we just do that to all inclines?
I think we just should get rid of them entirely or replace them with paternoster lists, John.
Yeah.
I think that's the only solution, really.
Okay. I mean, it's an, you know, you're both making interesting points apart from Ross. And I think that, I mean, we'll open up the phone lines to this, of course. 8722, isn't it?
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word tonight.
If you'd like to call as well, 03444445000. Listen, we've got to look, for time, we'd simply have to leave the debate there. But, Benny, sum up the debate for me in one word.
It would have to be either Bootylicious or Chunk.
Okay. Okay. Pick one of them.
Oh, Booty Chunk.
Okay.
Chunkylicious.
That's fine.
Chunkylicious.
Okay. Ross, sum up the debate for me in one word.
Maureen.
Thank you. Right, if you've got an opinion on whether or not we need inclines, do we? I mean, it's 2017, for goodness sake. We live in post-Brexit Britain. We've got hacksaws and clown masks. Why would we need inclines? Let us know what you think. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Radio on
Start
Twitter.
Your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Thursday night is a big night on TV.
What? I am the big night. Here, go feed my stallion.
What the hell are you?
The big night, Lord of Forged and Fire. Bladesmiths to your anvils. Set history alight and forge me a blade. Only one can win. Forge poorly and you will be eliminated. Now, voiceover man, tell them when it's on.
Forged and Fire, this Thursday at 9 on History.
A big night in.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In March, we've got a Passload IM360 CI Lithium Ion Framing Nailer for an amazing £349.99 ex-vac with free next day delivery when you buy online. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Take advantage every day with Sky Bet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Doovan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Busy afternoon in Runcorn for the Central Expressway, the A533. Both sides are struggling because of roadworks. Northamptonshire's northbound M1's improving after early problems, 18 to 19. It's a little bit busy, and the A5 away from the M1 at junction 18 is still very congested. There's delays into Bristol along the A38 Rupert Street. That's because of roadworks as you head towards the Cenotaph. And into Swansea, the Carmarthen Road, the A483 remains closed after a two-vehicle accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative on 3-year Ford options across selected new Ford vehicles. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted by 31st of March 2017 and registered by 30th of June 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Available for selected EcoSport, Cougar, Edge and Ranger models only. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. A lot of your reactions have been coming in, of course, to today's big story. Cornelius, what have you...
Yes, lots coming in. I've just been rooting through the postbag, John, and this has come in.
Oh, my God.
It's just to describe it, it's sort of a drawing that a listener sent in of a line. Now, it's not in pencil. Controversially, it has been done with a biro, technically making that an incline.
Thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, then you can get it to us on 8722.
Start your message with the word talk. Start your message with any word you'd like.
John, I'm sick of hearing these arguments about inclines. We hear them all the time from the pro-incline lobby and also the anti-incline lobby. What about other clines, such as Patsy or Kevin? That's come in there. John, we should, of course, remember how inclines first came to this country, which was with Sir Francis Drake. Thank you for sending that in, James. Who, of course, brought inclines back from the Caribbean along with tobacco and potatoes, gave them to Queen Victoria. She popularised the notion of an incline back then. Interesting stuff, all of that, I think you'll find. So, as I say, you can react in this direction. Don't forget we're giving away some meat in the next half an hour of the programme as well. Your choice of chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. Now, we've been... Oh, that's, by the way, that's a game of Banned or Dead Racehorse, if you'd like to play. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Now, we've been looking through the news. Of course, it's quite complicated, isn't it?
Hi, John.
Yes?
I can't get my head around it.
Fear not, Cornelius, for we are here for you. A lot in the news today, of course. Iraqi government says the removal of Iraq from the revised US travel ban, which has happened this afternoon with Donald Trump's new executive order, has sent a positive message for relations between the two countries. We know that Kim Jong-un has test-fired missiles into the sea. We were talking about this earlier. This, of course, is all part of Kim Jong-un's self-declared war on water. He doesn't like water because it's not neat, it's sloppy, it doesn't march up and down next to his chair outside in squares, neatly in rows, worshipping him like his military. So he has been firing missiles at the sea to kill it. This comes, of course, months after Kim Jong-un killed a river by feeding it to dogs. So essentially, they drank it. And only 2 weeks after North Korean agents at an airport in Malaysia crept up behind a water fountain and murdered it on the Supreme Leader's orders. We know he is declaring war on water. So... as I say, the only way to understand the news and to help us through it, really, is to expose it to the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Terror plots have been stopped. The nightly show slipped through the net, though.
The news in haikus. Right, let's meet some drunk people. So each Monday, what we like to bring you is the gift of the drunk people. At the weekend, we like to go out to pubs, clubs and bars. Wait for people to stagger out of them, hammered out of their tiny minds. And then we pounce. We go up to them, we ask them what their opinions are of the week's news. People hammered on Jägermeisters. Craft beers. Wine. Some of them vomit on our microphones. But still, we ask them questions about that news. We call it Alco Vox Pops. Here's what happened this weekend.
Excuse me, could I just ask you a couple of questions, please, for the radio? Donald Trump couldn't spell the word hereby. How would you incorrectly spell it?
W. The copyright logo, W.
Silent K, just like knife.
Hereby. Trump! Trumpy. Nearby. N-E-A-R-B-Y.
Last week saw the former host of Countdown, Richard Whiteley, be accused of being a spy. Who do you think is a spy?
My friend, Gareth. He looks... he has shifty eyes. Gareth.
Definitely Barack Obama. I'm just thinking what Trump would say. Now we're in that era.
I'm going to ruin this because I'm literally just trying to answer James properly.
Bond. James Bond. James Bond is a spy. James Bond. I'm not saying James Bond, the character, is a spy. I'm saying James Bond is a spy in films, but he's also a spy.
Julian Assange.
Edward the Snowman.
Louis Tomlinson from off of One Direction has been arrested in the States. What should he be done for?
For crimes against music.
He could do nothing wrong in my eyes. One Direction are clearly fantastic.
Going the wrong direction down a street.
Being in a boy band.
There we go. Drunk people canvass their opinions on the week's news. Evidence there as to why you should never ask them for those opinions. It's Alco Vox Pops on Talk Radio on a Monday. In the next half an hour of the programme, bonus news from Tonya, of course. And your chance to win some meat. Now, you can choose from chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg. Why? Because we're not racist. That's happening. In a game of Band or Dead Racehorse, it's on the way in the next half an hour. But it's 3:30, so Tanya's got the news on Talk Radio right now.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. The owners of Peugeot have hinted jobs will be protected after a £1.9 billion deal was agreed for them to buy Vauxhall and Opel. Vauxhall employs 4,500 staff at Luton and Ellesmere Port. Unions and the government both say they're cautiously optimistic about the future under PSA Group, but there's a fair bit of scepticism among workers in Luton.
It's all right, isn't it? Not bad. I just get to keep my job, don't I?
We've actually found out a lot more on social media, so it feels like the company kind of kept us in the dark about things.
I see when it's in a bit of paper. Words mean nothing. Once it's written down, then you've got a bit of security. If they just say it, you can have security then. They can change their mind tomorrow.
The Iraqi government says the removal of Iraq from Donald Trump's revised travel ban sends a positive message for relations. President Trump's expected to sign a new executive order on immigration this afternoon after his first one was blocked by the courts. It's thought this 90-day travel ban will include people from six of the original countries, but not those from Iraq. Police in Edinburgh say a taxi driver was dragged out of his car in a racially motivated attack by a group of around 10 teenagers last night. The man's windscreen was also smashed and money stolen from his vehicle. Officers want to speak to anyone with information. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson's warning ballistic missile tests by North Korea threaten world peace. Four were launched overnight, with three landing in Japanese waters. And Harry Potter and the Cursed Child has received 11 Olivier nominations, more than any other new play in the awards history. The production's up for Best Director, Best New Play and Best Actor for Jamie Parker. He's up against Ed Harris, Tom Hollander and six-time winner Sir Ian McKellen, who's received his 10th nomination. The awards will be handed out in London next month. The weather mainly dry across the UK with some sunshine but windy at times and the high 10 Celsius. There's more news in half an hour.
Thank you very much. I wonder if that will incorporate the latest Emma Watson boob scandal. Boob gate. Into the Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. I'm just, you know, there are many ways for this franchise to continue.
Absolutely.
We've seen that for years, haven't we? Harry Potter and the continuing cash cow.
Yep.
But maybe that's J.K. Rowling maybe writing regretting it even now?
Who knows?
I don't know. But what I do know is that it's time for bonus news, which you have been working hard on, Tonya.
Very hard.
I understand.
Very hard.
So this is, for those that don't know, this is, of course, where we have to bring you bonus news due to the fact that the news is a minute shorter than it used to be, but yeah, hard-working news team. Well, not Victoria, but you get paid the same money, and that's just not fair. It's like a chocolate. You know the Toblerones that went smaller, but they cost the same?
Yeah.
That's like you.
Yeah.
And so you must make the time up. Bonus news. Today we bring you animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is animal news.
That was nice, wasn't it?
That was very nice.
Yeah, good. All right, then. So what have we got?
Well, let's start with some elephants. So Leicester residents, devastated, of course, over losing football manager Claudio Ranieri, now have to face up to losing their female elephants to another zoo. So some people have criticised Twycross Zoo's decision, as apparently there are no plans to replace them. According to local paper The Leicester Mercury, the move's intended to allow the animals to breed and help ensure the long-term survival of this endangered species. According to the zoo, captive breeding helps to ensure there are genetically healthy, self-sustaining populations which can act as insurance against the possible future loss of wild populations. Now, the news of the elephants' departure has upset many of the paper's readers. One woman said, "Oh no, it won't be the same without them. That is so sad." Tom Marston said, "I won't go and visit if they go."
No.
Sarah Penny said, "Why do they have to get rid of all of them? Most of the big cats have gone and the seals. It's brilliant that they're breeding them as numbers are decreasing, but why is everything always sent away?" That's a good question. And Debbie wrote, "We visited at half term and I was impressed with the changes they've made. The zebras could do with a bigger paddock, but the elephants area is fine. Can't they just send in a mail for a while?" So those were the comments there. Very upset. Living in Leicester. But if it's going to help them...
Leicester isn't a very romantic place, though, is it? The animals aren't really going to procreate there.
Someone should invent like a sort of Tinder for animals.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there.
It's a good idea.
I mean, I don't have the requisite skills, but if someone wants to invent a sort of animal-based Tinder... Because pandas, they give them to match pandas up to mate, don't they?
Ooh.
You know, so there's nothing... Why can't a panda mate with a zebra if it wants? Yeah. They're both black and white.
I don't know. Why can't a panda mate with a zebra?
They can. That's my point. They're black and white animals, so it's fine.
Okay, we'll move on to Shetland ponies. Okay, so two Shetland ponies from Devon. They've enjoyed a lovely little boat trip. Excuse me. A nice little boat trip of a lifetime to trace their ancestral roots in the Shetland Islands in Scotland. Albert and Ernie.
Yes.
Bert and Ernie. They went on a kind of who-do-you-think-you-are style trip with their owner, Emma Massingale. She's a horse trainer and apparently a horse whisperer. And that's where they met their distant relatives and they ran wild with a local herd, which sounds lovely. Ernie was rescued 4 years ago from Bodmin Moor in Cornwall by Emma. And apparently he's related to one of the first Shetland ponies on the Shetland Islands. So that's interesting. And during the adventure, Massingale and the ponies tried out some of the old traditions that their ancestors would have been involved in. She flanked by the ponies, collected peat, they made fishing lines to catch dinner, and learned about the role of Shetlands in crofting, a form of farming.
Well, all I got from that was they're cruelly putting two horses on a boat.
Yeah, and they also were wearing matching jumpers. So the ponies had jumpers on and they matched the jumper with the owner.
Right.
Our bed's run out, but I've got one more story.
Oh, that's fine, because that's right. that happens a lot. So
why don't you just have a longer bed?
Yeah, well, you'd think, wouldn't you? Here we go.
Okay. Now, this is about kittens. So in Iceland, a new reality TV show based around these cute little animals is proving very popular. A fly-on-the-wall programme. It's called Keeping Up with the it's one of those. And it features a gang of adorable kittens, and apparently it's a surprise hit. Now the cats, they come from a local animal rescue shelter. They all live together in an oversized dollhouse, which has been rigged with hidden cameras, apparently. And the program was created in partnership with the Icelandic Cat Protection Society, so they've given it their support. And the show's attracted the highest ever recorded traffic to Icelandic broadcaster Nutimin's website. Those behind the show say at first people were sceptical about the idea when they pitched it, but the viewing figures have spoken for themselves.
Right, good. And
something you'd like to see?
No.
No?
Not
who doesn't,
at all.
Who doesn't like kittens?
I'd prefer to see an actual fly-on-the-wall documentary.
Would you really?
Yeah, just flies on a wall.
I'd like to see one of those kittens presenting the nightly show.
That
would be, make it more popular. People like kittens, don't they?
Mm.
Well, they don't like David Walliams.
So. Well, apparently Mel and Sue are going to hopefully come in and
they'll be fine.
Rescue the show.
Yeah.
Love them.
Yeah. Well, indeed. But Davina McCall, not really.
I love Davina. What's wrong with
Davina? Yeah, but she can't do that show.
Yeah, she could. I think she could
do an opening monologue of stand sort of show.
She's very funny. I love Davina. She's great.
All right, but you also like Steps, so that ruins any credibility you ever have.
I said they were okay.
Yeah, fair. Tanya, thank you so much there. That was, Animal News.
Animal News.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
Can I just say, it's great you didn't use it as a vehicle to plug your own Twitter feed, which is what Victoria does.
Well,
and I think, you know, really it undermines the whole Animal News, but it's great to have core Animal News once more. Don't you agree?
Yes,
well,
I do.
Maybe I should follow in Victoria's footsteps, seeing as though I am in her footsteps for 2 weeks, I guess. If you would like to follow me, it's news_Snugsy.
Snugsy.
Yay!
Unbelievable. Right, okay, tomorrow we bring you vegetable news. And more Twitter plugging, no doubt. Tanya, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I called you Tanya then, didn't I?
What?
It's like Paul Ross used to.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I know, I'm confused. People keep... Tanya.
I'm not precious, but it's Tanya.
Okay, fine. In the next bit of the programme, you can win some meat, chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg, of course, in a game of Band or Dead Racehorse. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Right, I need to pick up the kids from school.
Let me.
Are you sure?
No problem. I might as well pick up dinner as well.
Wow, that would
And go and get the dry cleaning. And I could drop those bags off at your mum's.
But you never visit my mum.
Oh, come on. I see her loads. She was at the wedding.
Whatever reasons you find to come back, you'll earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up at Esso. Many happy returns. Participating sites only. Terms and minimum spend apply. See esso.co.uk for details.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red? For kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
So, what can you do in your lunch hour? Eat your lunch, obviously. Do a bit of social networking, text your partner asking what should we have for tea, or you could sell your car. Yep, selling your car with WeBuyAnyCar.com is so quick, the average drive time to a branch is less than 15 minutes. You could have sold your car before everyone else has made it back to their desks. Quick, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
John? I think we need to make our marriage work harder.
What? It's the moustache, isn't it?
No, it's our marriage allowance. There's up to £220 waiting for us to claim. Although, I think you could lose the moustache.
Yes, dear.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply online at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The coastbound M20 is looking busy at junction 7 for Maidstone. A lane's closed on the main carriageway for the recovery of a broken down vehicle. Still busy through Aylesbury for the A41 Aston Clinton Road. That's because of repairs to a water main which has burst. On the northbound M42 near Tamworth, that two lane stretch is down to one lane because of a broken down vehicle. Junctions 9 through to 10. And there's queues into Swansea with the A483 Carmarthen Road currently closed as you head into town whilst police deal with a two vehicle accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on two-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted by 31st of March 2017 and registered by 30th of June 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Exclude selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, good afternoon, I am what that bit of production just said. And, do you know, look, we've got the papers here. And, I'm just looking at them, just papers. So there's the news, I'm looking at the news, look, it's, there's an epidemic of sex harassment in universities. Did you know that? What's happened?
No.
Standard Life and Aberdeen Eye, a global stage with an £11 billion tie-up. That's in the Financial Times, of course. Cyber sex gangs, blackmailing Britons. Oh, that's in the Daily Mirror. Fat cat pay of NHS bosses, as we pointed out earlier, I think. Mm. It's wrong that cats are in charge of the NHS.
Yeah,
it's a scandal.
Weird.
Yeah, and certainly fat ones. I mean, you know, that's a drain on the resources of the NHS. Anyway, isn't it? Donald Trump, of course, still blaming Barack Obama for tapping his phones. Peugeot are going to buy Vauxhall, as we know. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, many people can't, Cornelius, but it's all right because we're here to help. And the way we help is by analysing news using the medium of short-form Oriental verse. Five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
North Korea fires missiles into sea, aiming for Osama's body.
Conspiracy theory, the news in haikus. Right then. Meat is what we give away on this show. It's a budget thing. Chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg. Mine, because we're not racist. Each and every day with our quiz. Today's is a game of banned or dead racehorse. It's very simple. Is the name of a thing I've got written in front of me the name of a band or the name of a dead racehorse? Chris is in Chiswick. He's a property manager. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you going? You all right?
Very good, Chris. How are you, though? How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Not too bad.
How's the property management industry this day?
Always interesting. You never know what's going to happen when the phone calls. I work mainly in housing benefits, so
okay.
There's quite a lot of changes going on at the moment. So it keeps me busy.
Yes, indeed. And how long have you been property managing?
About 11 years now.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you know what you're doing now, then. That's fine. And, okay, so you live in Chiswick or just work in Chiswick?
Live in Chiswick as well, yeah. Got a little daughter as well. She's almost seven.
Oh, that's a bit of a theme running today. Catherine Ryan, you know the comedian Catherine Ryan? She was in earlier today with her seven-year-old as well, so Violet. So that's
very good.
What's your daughter's name?
Amara.
Mara, okay, fine. Okay, fine. And Mara would be not at school now, am I right? Because it's 10 to 4.
No, she would have just finished about half an hour ago.
Oh, I see. So, you know, she could be listening. So don't swear, Chris, is all I'm going to say to you.
Don't swear anyway.
No, obviously.
Just as a
general
rule. Yeah.
I'll be sleeping outside tonight if I do.
Yeah. Right. So, Chris, what's your knowledge of music? I mean, what's your music knowledge like, given that this is a game involving band names?
It's okay. It's varied.
What sort of things do you listen to, Chris?
Lots, really. I mean, I used to like a band called The Streets. I'm not sure if many people have heard
them. Yeah, John hates them.
I hate them.
John hates them.
It's basically, dry your eyes, mate.
Yeah, that's just you singing
it. There were a lot more better tracks than Dry Your Eyes.
Yeah, definitely. It's just a child's poetry homework. That's what that was.
Stormzy, I like Stormzy as well.
A bit of Stormzy.
Oh, the Wicked Skeng Man.
Never say that again. Right, so... Chris, your knowledge of music, we've got an inkling. Your knowledge of Dead Racehorses?
That's probably limited. I might struggle on that.
All right, well, it's fine. It's very simple. I'd say from the list, you just say band or Dead Racehorse. It's that. That's the game. You can win some meat, Chris. Meat. Your choice of chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. Which is it to be?
Chicken, please.
Chicken, strong choice. A chicken. Chris in Chiswick. Chiswick chicken. Anyway, doesn't matter. Right, you'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello. Hello. Hi, Chris.
Hi there.
Chiswick with the chicken.
Fine. And Ash Broadcast is through the glass, keeping score with her miserable face. So it is time to play Band or Dead Racehorse. Let's do this thing. Here we go. Eyes down, everybody. Or ears, given that it's, you know, radio. Right, alphabetical order. Chris versus Cornelius. Cornelius first. My Little Horse.
That'll be a band.
It is a band.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Chris, Whore Horse.
Racehorse.
No, it's a band. Horse.
Band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ride.
Band.
Yes. Yeah. Battlestar Lip Job. Band or racehorse?
Racehorse?
No, it's a band.
Oh. Mm.
Babe the Sheep Pig.
Band.
No, it's a sheep pig. It's a trick question there. band or racehorse called his Glue Factory.
Glue Fat. Oh, that's a band.
Yes.
Awful name for a horse.
Yeah. Clothes Horse.
That's a racehorse.
It's a band. Wheelchair Overdrive. Please.
Horse?
Band. Ringtone Flyer. Band or horse?
That's definitely a horse.
It's definitely a band. Oh.
Do you have any horses in there?
Nil Desperandum.
Horse.
Yes.
Finally.
French Main Course. Chris.
Band.
Yes. A Man Called Horse.
Band.
Film. trick question.
Idiot.
Beth Ditto.
That's a racehorse.
No, it's lead singer of The Gossip. Hung Like a Horse, Cornelius. Band. Or horse.
Band.
There's a band. Hung Like Beth Ditto, Chris.
Is this another trick question?
Yeah, I made it up. It's just nonsense.
Yeah. But I get extra points for that.
Yeah, you get extra 20 points for that, actually. 20 points. Well done.
Oh, good.
Colostomy Potemkin.
Band.
Yeah, it's a band, yeah. Johnny Behave. Johnny Behave.
Racehorse.
Yes, it's a racehorse. Okay. Catherine the Great.
Horse.
No, a queen killed by a horse.
Okay, so correct.
Yeah. No. Stig of the Horse. Stig of the Horse.
Band.
Yes. Fist of the Clown.
Band?
Yes. Shergar.
Racehorse.
Dead racehorse. Well, we don't know that he's dead. He just went missing, but we can assume.
Is it?
Yeah, he got kidnapped. Oh, and finally, As Fast as a Horse.
Band.
Yeah. Right, we need some scores then. That was Band or Dead Racehorse. Asprod Cass is through the glass. He's going to have to... Chris, we're going to fire up the system for you, just so you've got an idea. Just a bit of a warning, though. It's a very slow system, I'm afraid, the system. It's a dial-up, but it works out the scores for us. So just bear with us. Chris in Chiswick, playing for a chicken in a game of Band or Racehorse.
I don't think I did too well.
Well, the system will decide. So just bear with us. Like I said, it's quite slow, so just hang on a minute. There we go, we're in. Right, OK, so just typing a bit of information in. So for
a look. Chris?
Yeah?
How do you spell Chris?
C-H-R-I-S.
Oh, so not with a K?
No, C-H, oh. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Oh. No, I'm going to put it with a K. How do you spell Chiswick?
C-H... I-S-W-I-C-K.
Oh.
No, it's, right. That's not right. No,
Try it with a C at the end. Not take the K off that and put it on.
Right, I'm going to put a K at the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm going to put C at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's working. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to print it off.
Okay, fine. Quite a slow printer, Chris, as well. just bear with us while we do that. So. An old dot matrix one, it's quite slow. Right, there we go. God! Paper jam.
Paper jam.
Right.
Okay, I've got the scores.
Okay, what are the scores? It's Cornelius versus Chris. Chris is playing to win a chicken.
So, Con got 8.
Yeah.
Chris got 24.
Is that enough to win the chicken?
Yes, it is!
Yes, it is!
Yay!
Chris, congratulations. You're the proud owner of a Talk Radio chicken. Well done. Well done.
Thank you very much, sir.
Good, very good. Right. So that's Chris winning a chicken. Sam Delaney's in the studio, though.
Hi, everyone.
Sam Viral Delaney.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Look what you done.
Oh, yeah, that's good, isn't it?
What's that?
What?
Oh, the thing, yeah, Nigel Farage
with the Nigel.
The great thing is the amount of confused responses, John.
Yes,
it's amazing, isn't it? You must get this sometimes. People are very confused as to what's happened, whether or not, on the one hand, it was just a daft juvenile stunt designed to engineer more attention for yourself, which is what it was.
Yes.
Or it was, in fact, a plot by the Russians to bring down the West. Or, as one man suggested, that I was grooming a child.
Wow!
So there was all sorts of different things. Also, interestingly, it wasn't just idiots who made mistakes, who got confused. It was like, you know, Nick Robinson, who was like,
BBC
he's on the Today program.
Editor.
And a bunch of other senior BBC presenters, journalists, were discussing it on Twitter over the weekend with each other, very earnestly and pompously, and debating whether or not it was a setup with an actress, or whether, in fact, it was just something that went wrong.
Yeah, no, it was...
And I had tweeted... It was quite evident that it was a setup to anyone who'd seen it.
Yeah.
But just to clarify, I'd also tweeted saying, this was a setup, she was an actress, we scripted it, the whole thing was a stitch-up. And but these are journalists who, rather than read that, would rather just speculate publicly about it.
Yep, yep.
So it was just the most entertaining thing about all of it, really, was seeing the degree to which a trivial, silly, childish stunt really got kind of quite serious-minded people having long-winded and confused debates about it. That was my favourite thing.
Yeah, well...
We'll be talking about it today,
of course.
In a radio rendition of Inception, we'll be talking about, as one of our main stories, my stunt.
Wow.
Which is lazy, yes.
Yes.
It's indulgent, yes. Yeah, but
are you the
there is no third point. That's what it is.
It's lazy and indulgent,
and I'll be doing it.
Excellent. Keep listening. Lazy and indulgent radio on the way. With Sam Delaney next. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.